Welcome to the South Cars Conference number 96140. Connection established.
Jingle, jingle.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all those ships out at sea, thank you for joining and participating in our TNT Christmas season program this afternoon with South Cars. South Cars has and is presenting two Santa Express programs today. This morning at 1500 Zulu to 1700 Zulu, our HF operation on 7.251 megahertz conducted their program, and we here on the digital side are about to start our program. We have a staff of about 12 helpers from Santa's organization that will be assisting in today's program. Mrs. Santa herself, the wife of Santa Claus, will be moderating the proceedings. The senior elf George will be introducing Mrs. Claus and further standing by for her as her assistant. So without further ado, let's start the proceedings with Santa's VOIP Elf George, operating through the KW4LCB-L system, and further riding and sitting next to Santa in the sleigh as they travel around the world. Elf George, good day, sir. This is KY6V. The pendulum and podium is yours. Go ahead, sir.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, whatever the time may be where you at. As you know, I am today doing public relations for the causes there and being a goodwill ambassador for all. Let me start out by saying that Mr. and Mrs. Claus are a very private people, despite their very public role. I am in a delicate position of knowing many things about the clauses, and with being charged with being a spokesman for the North Pole, it is a great responsibility. Everyone always asks the question, what is Mrs. Claus' first name? As far as I know, I've always called her Mrs. Claus. I have always addressed her as Mrs. Claus. There isn't a written rule about it here at the North Pole, but everyone here wouldn't dare call her anything else but Mrs. Claus. Even Santa Claus is called for Mrs. Claus, although every once in a while he'll call her honey. I think this is because Santa shows such great respect for Mrs. Claus. He demands that we are polite to her around. And every time myself and the elves get in a little argument or not, he intervenes between the elves. Mrs. Claus is a very dignified, warm, and she is well-mannered and polite. Always, and Santa always opens the door for her. Seats her at the dinner table and make certain she dresses warmly when going outside, because Santa treats her like a queen the rest of us do too. Mrs. Claus will be our moderator today, but she will have the help of the rest of us elves, the reindeers, and will be in contact with Santa Claus. Mrs. Claus will ask for information from time to time from all the helpers. So, with that said, let me introduce you to Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus, will you please step up and let us know how things are going?
Well, welcome, everyone, and very, very Merry Christmas. Thank you, George, Elf George, and thank you, Elf Gordon, for your nice comments and your special introduction. I will be in contact with you, Elf George, as you sit near to my very special and possibly under the weather Santa Claus. Merry Christmas to one and all, and especially to all those boys and girls, men and women of all ages, worldwide awaiting the arrival of Santa. Welcome also to all my elves and Santa helpers who will be assisting me today. This is Mrs. Santa Claus, and it is with the help of my very good friend, Kathleen, most of you know her as Kilo 6 Sierra United November, that I am able to connect to all of you today. I know Kathleen is very active on South Cars, and she opened her system to me before leaving on her special trip so that I could connect to everyone today. It is such a pleasure to be your moderator today as we talk to all the boys and girls and men and women of all ages as we prepare for Christmas in each of our households. I have been cooking goodies for Santa today, but I sure hope all of you boys and girls will provide Santa Claus with cookies, milk, any type of goodies that you can provide. That way, when he comes home after visiting all of your households, his tummy will be so full of goodies he will not need mine. Santa is flying to each of you with his bundle of toys and joy, and with the help of the elves and others, we will know exactly where Santa is at all times. Through new technology, I will be texting and twittering Santa with your gift requests and my reports from the elves on the naughty or nice list. We will also know Santa's location and weather conditions throughout his trip as we contact our meteorologist. Let me take a short break. Now, before I begin asking for check-ins from boys and girls and men and women around the world, I want to introduce all of Santa's team who have been working in the background to make the Santa's Express a success. To all of you nice boys and girls and men and women worldwide that are connected to the Santa Express. So at this time, let me introduce our background team. Beginning with Chief Elf George, who had such a nice introduction. He's coming through the KW4LCB system in Central Florida. Elf John is coming through the W8RAT system in Southern Florida. Elf Gordon is through the KY6B system in Central Florida. Elf Slav, and hopefully we will have a Julie and Serge as well, through Russia. He's coming through the UA3QGN system in Russia. Elf Robert through MM3LVQ in Scotland. Elf Sarah through KC4TXG in North Carolina. Elf Pete through VE2XPL in Montreal, Canada. Elf Terry through ZL4CEL in New Zealand. Elf Mike through KD0CDQ in Kansas. Elf David through N8SGZ in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And lastly, Elf Graham through VK7FGAA in Australia. One of my jobs today is to relay all messages from everyone of all ages to Santa. Our meteorologist will tell us Santa's location and weather conditions. I will relay your request to Santa, and we will do all in our power to see that your gift can be delivered, or possibly we need to get our elves busy in the workshop, busy making more inventory. Santa's elves have been so busy, busier than usual this year preparing inventory. Santa is making his big trip, and so he has so much to do, so busy, and he apologizes to each and every one of you that he could not be with you himself today on the Santa Express. But I will relay, and I promise I'll relay all information to him via text and Twitter messages. Through traditions, though traditions may differ, the joy and magic of the holiday season is the same all around the world. We also have those stations available from different countries who will tell us how Christmas may be celebrated in their country. And all of you listening, boys, girls, men, and women, can talk with these stations as well. These include Elf Slav, hopefully Serge and Julia from Russia, Elf Robert in Scotland, Elf Pete in Montreal, Canada, and Elf Mike in the United States. Elf Sarah will be checking our inventory and see if stock needs to be replenished so that Santa can do all that's in his power to deliver the request to each of you. Elf John will be checking our naughty and nice list. At any time that you want to talk to any of these elves, come back and we will connect direct to them. Any questions you have of Mrs. Claus, simply direct to me. So, at this time, I'm going to make a call out to the meteorologist. This is Elf Gordon. I want him to give us a report on weather conditions that he has around the country, the whereabouts of Santa Claus at this moment. Maybe he'll give us an overview of how weather conditions are looking for Santa's trip. So, Elf Gordon, coming through KY6C, are you available and able to talk to us?
I am. Hello, Mrs. Santa. Certainly a pleasure to be working with you today and the other elves. I am coming through KY6V system in Central Florida. I have been manning the monitors and communication points here through the morning with Santa's activity. We are wired in directly for radar feeds and tracking from NORAD out of the central United States with radar sites weather-wise scattered throughout the world. You asked about the temperatures through the morning. I've seen everything from minus 30s to, that's Fahrenheit, to probably plus 80 was, I think, the highest, 87, down in the Philippines. He's already been through the Philippines. He is currently in the northern central area of Russia, in an area that he is experiencing a minus 14 degrees Fahrenheit. So I imagine there's probably a jet trail behind those reindeers at the moment. We are in communication directly with each of the elves, our weather stations, and our tracking stations, so we're available for whatever information you may need. With that said, back to you, ma'am. Over.
Great, Elf Gordon. That was a great report. I will be calling on you intermittently through our presentation today to just have you come aboard and tell us the weather, possibly a little bit about, and I think you did say how you were tracking. So various times I'll call on you, and I know you're always available. So thanks for that report. Elf Gordon. Secondly, I'm going to call on Elf George. He is riding side-by-side to my Santa, who has been really battling a flu bug. He has a sore throat. He's been coughing a lot, sinus infection. So he's a little bit under the weather. So, and I'm very, very concerned. But no fear, boys and girls, men and women. He did not want to stay home. He did not. He said he had to make his trip today, so he's up there all ready to visit your homes. But I am a little bit concerned. I want you to give me a status report on Santa Claus. And I understand maybe Rudolph or the reindeer may be under the weather, too. So I just wanted you to let me know how things are going up there and if everything's okay with him, if you've been checking his vitals. So, Elf George, coming through KW4LCB, come back and give me a status report on the team up there and also on you. How are you doing up there? I'm sure it's quite cold.
Well, Mrs. Claus, we're doing fine. The last couple of stops, we was able to get a little bit of goodies, some OJ, and Santa Claus is doing awful well. I just hope that helped my voice out. That orange juice cleared everything up, so y'all could hear me a little bit better. Back to you.
Very good, George, Elf George. You're sounding much better. And I was wondering maybe if you were under the weather a little bit. You know, you sounded like you had a little touchy throat, too. So I hope you're bundled up there, and hope Santa is bundled up and with mittens on and scarves and under those blankets. But thanks for coming back with your status. You did not tell me about Rudolph, but maybe later you can tell me how things are going on up there. Lastly, I was going to call on a station, and I do not see him connected. This was Elf David. He was going to provide engineering data on Santa's sleigh, the cruising speed, how much horsepower each reindeer needed to provide to move, chemical and electrical combination required to keep Rudolph's nose so bright. I don't see him connected at the moment, but, you know, I'm going to turn this over to Elf Gordon and see if he can come up with some information. And I'm sorry that Elf David must be away right at the moment, but Elf Gordon, coming through KY6B, can you give me that information?
Hi, Mrs. Claus. Gordon here through KY6B. I do have some of the data available. Dave was going to take it a little deeper from an engineering vein, and hopefully he'll be able to check in as the session goes on. I have technical data on the sleigh that Santa is driving and George is riding on along with the reindeer. It was the designer and builder was K. Kringle and Elves Incorporated. Its probable first flight was December 24th, 343 A.D. I'll repeat that, 343 A.D. Home base is the North Pole. The length of sleigh is 75 cc's. CC stands for candy canes. And it's 150 LP, which is LP standing for lollipops. The width is 40 cc, 80 LP, and the height is 55 cc or 110 LP. Note the length, width, and height are without reindeer. Weight at takeoff is 75 GDs, Golf Davids, that's gumdrops. Passenger weight at takeoff, Santa Claus, 260 pounds. Weight of gifts at takeoff, 60,000 tons. Weight at landing, 80,000 GD, that's ice and snow accumulation. Passenger weight at landing, 1,260 pounds. Population, 9 RP, that's reindeer power. Armament, antlers, purely defensive. Fuel is hay, oats, and carrots for the reindeer. Mission is classified. Climbing speed, 1T, twinkle of an eye. And maximum speed, faster than starlight. Back to you, Mrs. Claus, from Gordon, going through KY6B.
That is some great information. This is Mrs. Claus, and I should ID, coming through K6SUN. That was some real neat information. I'll have to take some of that information down and remember that. And I'm sure Santa Claus knows that as well. But that was some neat information. Great. Elf George, sorry we missed Elf David and Elf Gordon. Now, let's get started with the Santa Express. Let's get it rolling. So, information for those out there who may be listening, boys, girls, men and women, who are not hams, just simply come aboard with your first name, maybe your location. If you are a ham, please ID and I'll call on you. If you have third-party traffic behind you at your home, and I sure hope you do, just have them come aboard with their name and, again, their location. So at that time, I'm going to ask each of you just to talk to me briefly before I ask for what you want for Christmas. So on behalf of Santa Express, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus, and all of the Santa's team, welcome to the Santa Express. I want to make a call out to a very special young lady who I have met personally, and I remember from last year, she checked in, and at that time, she had a pony that was expecting, and since that time, that pony has delivered, and I believe the baby's name is Harley. So, Tamara, who also goes by the name of Twinkles because she has such a twinkle in her eye. I'd sure like you to come aboard and tell us a little bit what you would like for Christmas. And maybe we can be in direct contact with Santa up there so he can speak to you, maybe not through him, but maybe through his goodwill person there. So Tamara and Twinkles, same name, are you there? If so, come aboard and tell us what you want for Christmas. Okay, Tamara, I'll come back to you very shortly. You had no audio when you keyed up, but I'll come back to you very, very shortly. At this time, I want to make a call out for anyone anywhere, boys and girls, men and women, who would like to check into the Santa Express and be the first to check in this morning, to just come aboard, if not through a call sign, just give me your name and your location, and give Mrs. Claus some information, and then your wish list. Any boys and girls out there that would like to check in this morning, please come aboard now. This is Mrs. Claus, again, coming through Kathleen's system, K6SUN. Please come aboard. I think that was you, Tamara. There's still a little bit of problem. I'm not getting any audio. So I'll come back to you in just a few minutes, and maybe we can chat. But I didn't have any audio. So at this time, once again, are there any boys and girls out there that would like to check in to the Santa Express with your wish list and something about your location? And, of course, your name. Anybody out there that would like to check in this morning to the Santa Express? Mrs. Claus is looking for any check-ins. Okay, at this point, I'm going to begin at the very, very top of my list. I'm going to begin calling stations, and I hope that anyone behind those systems, any children, will please come aboard. And I do want to say out there that I hope that everyone, children, and men and women alike, are leaving some goodies for Santa. Like I said, he needs to keep himself replenished while he's up there flying around to each of your homes and before he can get home. So I do hope that you've made some kind of goodies, whether it's cookies and milk. Last year we had barbecue. Someone from Russia left barbecue. And I believe a lot of times boys and girls leave chicken and potato chips and Kool-Aid, things like that. But also, don't forget the reindeer. They need some kind of planet replenishment, too. So at this time, I'm going to begin at the very top of my list. And the first one I have on my list is a linking system in Fort Myers, N4FTD linking system. Any RF Worldwide and any smartphone users that'd like to come in and just say, howdy to the Santa Express. Any children behind the systems as well. This is Mrs. Claus. Please come aboard.
I'm Mrs. Claus.
Well, good afternoon. I believe this is Tamara and Twinkles, same name. Am I correct, Twinkles? Is this you? Okay, Twinkles, what would you like for Christmas? Tell Mrs. Claus what you'd like for Christmas, and I'll text and Twitter Santa Claus so that we can make sure he does all in his power to get those gifts to you. What would you like for Christmas this year? Remember last year you had a pony and you wanted that baby, but I'm sure that baby's been born now. But what else would you like for Christmas? Tamara, please come aboard.
I want shampoo cold.
Great, Mrs. Claus heard that you wanted shampoo and clothes. Twinkles, is there anything else you would like under the tree? I'm not sure if you could tell me about your pony or not, but is there anything else that you would like Mrs. Claus to relay the message to Santa Claus to put under your tree? Twinkles, if you can, please come back. All right, Twinkles, why don't you come back and check in a little bit later if you'd like to say anything further. And I am going to send a message up to Santa Claus and his PR person up there who is helping me make sure that Santa has all of these requests so that these can be put under the tree. But if later you want to check back in and talk to Mrs. Santa, I will be here for as long as I have check-ins. But you have a super, super day. So glad I could talk to you today. And you have a very, very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And I hope you get everything under the tree that your little heart desires. So with that, I'll make a call once again out to the N4FTD linking system in Fort Myers to see if anyone is connected through that system or any RF worldwide and any smartphone users. So please come aboard now and talk to Mrs. Claus coming through the K6SUN system. Okay, hearing nothing, I'm going to call the next I have, and that's the KJ4PR linking system in the Keys. Anyone coming through the system, any boys and girls through this system that would like to check in and talk to Mrs. Claus this morning, I would sure like to take your wish list. So anyone coming through that system, any RF worldwide and any smartphone users, please come aboard now. Okay, before I move on, I do want to make a call out to UA3QGN. Slav, I'd like him to come aboard. Hopefully Serge and Julie are there with you. I know Santa's getting very, very close to you. So could you come aboard, tell us what your wishes are in your household, and maybe you'd like at the same time to tell us how you celebrate Christmas in Russia. So UA3QGN, are you there? And please come aboard.
QGN, Elf, Slav, and... thank you very much, Miss Claus, for calling me. And, you know, I have some elf assistants over here in Russia, and perhaps I would like to pass microphone to my assistants first, and they will provide some information to Santa Express.
Okay, this is Aras 3, Queen, United States, Radio Number 3, Queen Uniform Sugar. My name is Serge, I spelled like Sierra Echo Radio Golf Echo, and hello to all in Santa Express. Merry Christmas, and today I will tell you about Russian population. Population of Russia is 148 million people. Population of young people is 39 million, and this is 27%. Other 108 million are people whose age is more than 24 years. Okay, this has been Aran 3 Queen United States with the topic population of Russia, and Merry Christmas to all in the world, and Mike, back to the net control.
All right, great. Elf Surge. Last year, remember when we talked, when you checked in, you wanted a mobile phone, if I recall. From Santa Claus. I sure hope you got that last year. What's your wish this year? What would you like for Santa Claus to bring you? And Mrs. Claus will sure give that message to Santa. Serge, tell us what you'd like for Christmas this year.
Okay. This is Anna 3, Queen United States. Could you please present me the electronic book? I hope it... have 6-inch screen, and the model is Prestigio PER3162B. Okay, back to NCS, Aran 3, Queen, United States. Merry Christmas to all.
Well, super, Serge. And I want to tell everyone listening that this year Serge went to Moscow, received some awards for some fantastic work he did at school. But at this point, I'm going to call on Elf Sarah, who's coming through KC4TXG. I want her to check and see if we possibly have that in inventory or we have to get those little elves busy trying to make this. So, Elf Sarah, come aboard and tell us if that is something we have in inventory or we need to get those elves busy. So I'm calling on you, Elf Sarah. Please come aboard.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Claus. I checked and I found some electronic books, some with the big 6-inch screens and some with different size screens, some smaller ones. But yes, ma'am, we do have some electronic books on board with 6-inch screens, and we'll do our very best to get Surge 1. Over to you, Mrs. Claus.
Well, Elf Sarah, thanks so much. That does sound like an exciting gift that he will receive. But we first have to check and make sure if he's been naughty or nice this year, if he's been a good student, and if he's been nice to his parents and nice to everyone. So I'm going to make a call out to our elf to check his naughty, see if he's been naughty and nice. So I'm going to call an elf, John, who is coming through W8RAT system. Please come aboard, John, and tell us if Serge has been naughty and nice.
Well, thank you very much there, Miss Claus. I was actually kind of following the conversation and thumbing through my book now. The book is getting bigger every year. There's so many people coming into the world. It's just getting really thick, and it takes some time to look and see who's been naughty and nice. Let's see here. We're getting close here. Okay. Let me look. I think I'm in the right page. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Well, I tell you, there's a 5 stars in front of this name. 5 stars. That's exceptional. That's exceptional. Serge in Russia there. Yes, he has been very, very nice with all the work that he's been doing with the teachers and the school system there, and all the work helping everyone out. He gets 5 stars. He's definitely on the nice list today, Miss Santa, this year, and it looks as if he's probably on a very, very good trend for the next few years. So back to you, Miss Santa, and this is Elf John coming through the W8RAT system. Thank you very much.
Well, that's just great news, but I had no doubt. Serge is a very nice young man. I believe he's a teenager, by the way, and a lot of teenagers don't do as much as he's done here in the States, so I had no doubts at all. So, Serge, we will do everything in our power to get you that presario, I believe, and hope that you have fun with it. Tell me, did you get the mobile phone you wanted last year for Christmas, Serge?
Okay. Honestly, Queen, yes, I got it, and it is very fantastic.
Well, that is super news. I'm glad that you enjoy it. Now, don't do too much texting when you're at school. A lot of the students in the United States like to do that, so don't do that. But thanks for joining us today, and tell me, before I turn it back over to Elf Slav, are you going to leave any goodies out for Santa this year? Last year, I remember you left him barbecue. And when he got that barbecue, he enjoyed it so much. And he did not get any on his beard. So what are you going to leave Santa this year? When he's a little bit under the weather. He's got a little sore throat and a little cough. But, Serge, what's your plans for leaving him as far as a treat this year?
Okay, Mrs. Claus. This is Serge, and yes, I prepared some chocolate and pancakes for him. Okay. Thank you for your kind words, and back to you. This is Anna Stree, Queen, United States.
Well, thanks, Serge, for the chocolate. I'm sure he'll enjoy that thoroughly. But you have a very, very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, a good school year, and just join us whenever you can, and I know you do. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Elf Slav, coming through UA3QGN system. And let's see if he said he had another station, and I hope this is Elf Julie he's talking about, that would like to come aboard, tell us what maybe he or she would like for Christmas, and then I'll turn it back to Elf Slav so he can tell us about the traditions in Russia. also Alternative Elf Slav, and you said you had another station that wanted to connect. Please come aboard.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Close. This is Slav, Elf Slav from Russia, and I'd like to pass microphone to Elf Julia, who is actually my assistant, but she has prepared something, some information. So, mic to Julia, over.
Hello to all in Santa Express in this Christmas Eve. My name is Julia. This is Radio Nancy Free, Queen Uniform Tango. I'm from Russia, Voronezh City. I want to say some words about tradition of Christmas in our country. In Russia, Christmas began to celebrate on 10th century. Long time ago, people was going on the houses with songs, used different costumes, beers, pins and others, for example. Told fortunes, was making some horrible masks. At our time, only children do it. They are going from house to house, from flat to flat, sing a song, such songs named kalyatki in Russian language, and are receiving a prizes, for example, sweets, fruits, cash money. In our country, there will be a big Christmas tree on the central square in every big city and small town. Usually, in the New Year evening, will be a big holiday in this square. It will be many contests, big New Year concerts. It will be open to big skating rinks in our central square. And many small pavilions will sell many different things, such as pies, pizza, little cakes, tea, coffee, many sweets, and many different candles, but don't alcohol drinks. And now, Merry Christmas to all in the world. Mike to UE3 QGN. Merry Christmas. This is Radio.
Okay, thank you, Julia. This is UA3QGN, Slav, El Slav. And I'd like to pass microphone to Mrs. Close now, UA3QGN, over.
Well, great, Elf Slav, and Elf Julia, and Elf Serge. Thanks for your nice story on what happens in Russia. And thanks so much for connecting today. But I didn't hear what either Elf Slav or Elf Julia wanted for Christmas. And we'd sure like to, I'm sure you'd like something for Christmas. So tell us, first, Elf Slav, tell us what you'd like for Christmas. And we're going to make sure that we do everything in our power to get that to you. So Elf Slav, you first come aboard. And then we'll check our naughty and nice list and our inventory and see if we have it in stock. So, Elf Slav, please come aboard.
Okay, thank you. Here is Elf Slav from Russia. And thank you, Julia, for a rather long story. But anyway, I hope it was interesting. And now about my wish. I have a dream. And I have a lot of traveling. I hope I will have a lot of traveling this next summer. And I would be quite pleased if I would be able to connect to anybody in the world using Echolink system. And for all of that, I need only one little thing, which is a cell phone with Android system. That is my wish. I hope that it's rather little piece. It has little dimension, so it will easily get through my chimney and right into the sock, which I put on the gas oven. So I don't have a fireplace, so I put my sock on the gas oven in my kitchen. So this is my wish. I hope it will be LG Optimus GT540 model. I hope there is one in the repository of Santa Claus. I heard that there are 600 tones of different goods, so I hope this little cell phone is there too. Okay, now let me pass my phone to Julia. She will have her wish, and perhaps then Elf John will find if we are naughty or not in his book, because our names must be not far from each other because we are a family. Okay, Mike to Julia now.
Okay, this is Julia. I wish a beautiful soft cat. I think a soft toy in my collection of cats. Thank you very much.
All right, Julia, can you come back and tell me that once again? I think you said a soft cat. I think I missed that. So, Julia, Elf Julia, come back and tell me what your request was again.
A soft soft cat means soft toy, teddy cat. I think it means a cat soft. This is a toy.
All right, Elf Julie, that's a simple request, a stuffed cat or a stuffed toy of some kind. That's a simple request. I had many of those when I was growing up. What I'm going to do is make a call out to our inventory elf, Elf Sarah. I want her to check in. And I will tell Elf Slav that Santa Claus has a droid up there as he's flying around. It's how we're doing communication, and he just loves it. So I am sure hoping that we have made some of those in the inventory. So Elf Sarah, first of all, Elf Slav wants to know if you heard about the droid, and Elf Julia would like a stuffed animal, I think a stuffed cat. So check your inventory. Let me know if we have made those or we need to possibly get those little elves busy and making some more for inventory and get them up to Santa as fast as possible. So, Elf Sarah, please come aboard.
Yes, Mrs. Claus. I personally supervised all the little stuffed cats that are on the sleigh. There are some really beautiful cats out there on the sleigh. So I know those are on there. The droid cell phone for Slav, I think we've had a lots of requests for droid cell phones. We might better get busy to get some more ready for Santa Claus. Back to you, Mrs. Claus.
Super Sarah, Elf Sarah, thanks so much for that report. But yes, droids are a very popular item, and I know that we probably need to get our elves busy doing that. So with that, I'm going to make a call out to our naughty and nice checklist person so that he can check on Elf Slav and Elf Julia and let us know if they've been naughty or nice, or we need to take them off our list. So Elf John, coming through W8RAT, are you there? And can you check the list for these two people in Russia?
Oh, I absolutely will. And I had actually put a bookmark there because I thought that we would be coming back to that page. Let's look here. Yes, they are very close together right here, the whole family. And I see, I see that they also, five stars. It seems there's a lot of five-star people out there this year. So, yes, they are definitely on the nice list. The naughty list is getting smaller and smaller each year, which is a good thing. So, yes, they have been very, very nice and with everything that they do for everyone also. So with that, I will turn it back to you, Miss Claus.
Super news, Elf John. But I had no doubt that it's a fantastic family, and they're very active with, I believe, an organization called South Cars as well. And, I've been hearing that from Kathleen, K6SUN, how they're so active. They have various nets. And I haven't had the chance to listen to any of those, but she just has such high regards with them as a family, and I had no doubts. And she did give me a little bit tell me a little bit about people who may be connecting, and like I said, I had no doubts at all. So with that, I'm going to break with Elf John and the UA3QGN family in Russia, and I'm going to call W0 AVE. This is Jay's system. I understand he has some grandkids, I believe, that would like to talk to Mrs. Claus, and I would sure like to talk to them as well. So, first of all, Jay, you can come aboard and pass the mic to the children. Just tell us your location, and I can find that out easily, but tell us the location and maybe if it's snowing or how the weather is, and then pass the mic to the children. So W0AVE, please come aboard and talk to Mrs. Claus. Once more, Mrs. Claus is calling for W0AVEJ or the children that he has with them. Please come aboard. If it's the children, just give me your name and your location, and I would sure be happy to talk to you today. W0AVE, please come aboard. All right, Jay, I'll come back to you in a short little while, but I am concerned a little bit about my Santa Claus up there. I haven't talked to him or I haven't texted him in a little bit, and so I'm a little, just want an update on how things are going up there. Maybe their location at the time. If it's the snow is just coming down, how those reindeer are doing. Last year they lost, one of the reindeer lost a shoe last year. So I'm going to call Elf George up there with my Santa coming through KW4LCB. And just give me an update on the conditions there. Please come aboard, George.
Well, Mrs. Claus, there we had a little problem over in Nepal there just after we crossed Mount Everest there. Seemed like one of those big old 747s was a little bit too low, and we got slowed down. We presently on our way to India there, and hopefully we'll catch up and be right on time where we need to be there. But seemed like on the naughty and nice list, we're doing just fine, and we're rooting around in this big old bag of Santa has there, and just putting out the toys for the next stop. Back to you.
Okay, Elf George, thanks for that report. But you didn't. How is Santa doing up there? Is he feeling any better? Is he feeling worse? Is he all bundled up? What's his condition? I'm a little concerned about him. I know he was not feeling too well. So just give me a report on him so I don't worry.
Well, Mrs. Claus, Santa's just doing so fine. You know, nothing's going to get him too far down on a night like tonight there. Because every smile in every child's eye there, and it just kind of built him back up, and he's just pushing hard to go through there so he can get back home and get in front of the fire, and he just likes to be a cuddled the way you do it there, you know, have his big a batch of cookies laid out that Mrs. Santa made. All cookies and little goodies that the kids did under the tree, but you know Santa likes to be home too. Back to you.
Well, thanks, Elf George, for that. Yeah, give, and I don't know if you want to give Santa a big hug, but maybe just tell him a big hug from Mrs. Santa. But, you know, he told me the other day, and this is for everyone listening, that this is his favorite time of the year. He's received thousands of letters from children everywhere telling me how good they have been. So he's just very, very excited. He just loves the spirit of Christmas that he sees everywhere, the joy in the children's eyes, and he enjoys what everyone leaves for them, either on their kitchen tables or beside the fireplace. So he just enjoys this time of the year. He does gain some weight, though, this time of the year. But, you know, he told, I believe last year, that children leave anything from a glass of milk to Kool-Aid to potato chips to barbecue chicken. And, you know, that's not too good for his waistline, but he just loves this time of the year. And knowing when boys and girls are asleep is a refined skill that both he and his elves oversee. keeping tabs on who's naughty and nice. But Santa said all of the kitties have been real, real good this year. So he has no doubts. Now, this is to the children out there. Don't forget to leave a little treat for those reindeer as well. Most of them like carrots. I've heard cabbage. But Rudolph likes eating a lump of sugar now and then. Did you ever wonder why his nose is so bright? He gets tickled when children leave that for him. He jumps and plays, digging his red nose into the snow. That's one reason his nose is so bright. So, making children happy is what keeps Santa so young. Well, that, and, you know, his lovely wealth, his lovely wife. So thanks, George. Elf George, give Santa a big hug and a big I love you from Mrs. Claus. So with that, I'm going to try to make a call once again out to W0AVE, and I believe he's trying to come through an IRP as well. Jay, if you can, please come aboard. Sure would like to check you in, see what you want for Christmas, and those children beside you. So, Jay, please come aboard. This is Mrs. Claus coming through the K6SUN system.
This is Whiskey Zero, Alpha Victor Echo in Olathe, Kansas. Do you copy, Mrs. Claus?
I copy you loud and clear. You're very clear. Why don't you come aboard and tell us what you'd like for Christmas, and then pass the mic to the children. And I would sure like to talk to them, and they can tell me their ages and their wish list. And we'll check our inventory and our naughty and nice list. But how about you? I believe your name is Jay. What do you want for Christmas?
Well, Mrs. Claus, I just want to see my granddaughter and grandson to just smile tomorrow morning when they see what your husband has brought for them. So that's what I'm looking forward to. It's snowing here in Kansas City, and should make for a nice trip for your husband's sleigh tomorrow morning. I'm going to go ahead and let my grandson Sean tell you what he wants Santa to bring to him. Okay, here's Sean. Can you say hi to Mrs. Claus?
Hi.
Well, hi, Sean. I don't think we've talked much about the children that we have. We have a daughter. Her name is Kitty Claus, and a son whose name is Sean. He spells his name S-E-A-N. So it's nice talking to another Sean. Sean, what's your age? And tell me what you would like for Christmas. But first of all, tell me your age.
How old are you?
Four and a dirt five, a dirt bike.
You want a dirt bike, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you want?
Yeah.
What do you want? Tell Mrs. Claus what you want.
Legos.
Legos?
Yeah.
So it looks like he's wanting a mountain bike or a dirt bike and some Legos. What do you think, Mrs. Claus?
Well, you know, I remember my Sean. He had Legos. He just loved those Legos. And he would play with those until he was quite old. He's quite old now. But we still have those in storage. And, you know, that's a good toy. And they do have ones that you can build a lot of different kind of equipment. That's a very common thing to have in stock. Dirt bike, I'm not too sure. So, but we will try everything in our power to get those to you, Sean. And it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. And I hope that you have a very Merry Christmas tomorrow. But let me check your other grandchild. Then I'm going to check with the naughty and nice people and our inventory and see if there's a possibility we can get this. So, Jay, how about the other grandchild? Is it a girl or a boy? Pass the mic to them and let them talk to Mrs. Claus.
Okay, Mrs. Claus, the other grandchild is Emily, and she is 3 years old. So you want to say hi to Mrs. Claus, Emily?
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Emily, and 3 years old. So what is it you'd like for Christmas? You know, I remember when I was little, I wanted dolls. But lately, you know, maybe kids want other things. Emily or Sean or Jay if she's a little too shy to talk in the microphone? What would Emily like for Christmas?
A beak.
What would you like to have her for Christmas?
A beach.
A beach? You want a beach. Okay. And what else would you like?
You want a doll?
You want a doll or a bicycle or what would you like?
Granny.
I think she's getting bashful, Mrs. Claus.
Oh, you know, that will pass in time, Emily. Soon, when you get just a little bit older, you won't be able to be shy any longer. But it does happen early, and it's maybe a little hard talking over the radio. But, you know, it's been just a real treat for me to talk to both you and Sean. And you're such a young age to be on the radio, 3 and 4. And, Jay, I know grandchildren that young will have the gleam in their eye, and when you see their gifts, you know that's what Christmas is all about. But I want you two, and as a family, to have a very Merry Christmas, a fantastic New Year, and hope that you can receive whatever your little heart desires. So, Emily and Sean, you have a good rest of the day. Get to bed early now. And have a great Christmas. But I'm going to call on our elf, Sarah. She's going to check our inventory list and see if she has a dirt bike or we need to make some more of those. And about Legos. And Emily wanted a beach. Now, the beach I'm not too sure about. I remember Kathleen, who I'm coming through, Kilo 6 Sierra United November. She lives very close to a beach. So maybe she could send you some sand. But young girls always like dolls. So, Elf Sarah, tell us if you can give Emily some beach sand, possibly a doll, and Sean that dirt bike and Legos. Please come aboard, Elf Sarah.
Okay, Mrs. Claus. This is Elf Sarah coming from the KC4TXG. System here in North Carolina. The dirt bikes, we have several of those on board, and the Legos. Well, the Legos are an awful popular item with young boys, and we might need to get some more of those. And Emily, a beach. Well, I'm not real close to a beach, and that's an awful difficult item. Maybe we might get Mrs. Claus to talk to Miss Kathleen about a beach. Now, if you'd like a doll, there are lots of dolls on board. Some Barbie dolls and some Cabbage Patch dolls and dolls that talk and dolls that do all kinds of things. And I did happen to see them packing some beautiful pink bicycles, too. So if you would like any of those, just talk with Mrs. Claus and tell her what you would like to have. And you, Mrs. Claus.
Will you dial AD returning and repeater to its normal use?
Okay, I believe it was Jay. You said you were returning the repeater to normal use. But first of all, our elf Sarah says we may have to make some more dirt bikes. And I do want to tell the children listening that it is a first come first serve, and hopefully that we can't promise anything, but we'll do everything in our power, and Santa will be in contact with his elves as well as myself to maybe tell us to get busy and make some additional toys so that we can get you what your little heart desires. But before we can do that, we have to check and see if they've been naughty or nice this year. So I'm going to call on Elf John, W8RAT, coming through the system, W8RAT. And their names are Sean and Emily. Elf John, can you check the naughty and nice list? And they're from Olathe, Kansas. So maybe you can check that for me. And just let me know if they've been good little children. One is 3 and one is, I think, 4 going on 5.
Why, certainly, I sure can. I was already turning the pages here, trying to locate them. Here we go, we're in the same, let's see, we're in a Here we go. I've gotten to the page here. Let's look down. There's a whole bunch of children. Whole bunch of children. Let's see. Sean. Yes, Sean has been nice. Emily, too. Look at that. You know, I'm just looking at my pages, and there is a lot of children out there with 5 stars. Parents, children, and a lot of people alike that all have 5 stars. They've been really good this year. And, man, I'll tell you, that makes me very happy. Yes, Sean and Emily both are on the nice list. A beach, huh? Wow, that's a big order. Let's see what we can do. Back to you, Miss Claus.
All right. Thanks, Elf John. Yes, remember what I said? Santa has said that the kids have been very good this year, and even the men and women, they've been very, very good this year. So that's where he gets that gleam in his eye when he takes off on his trip and he knows he's going to be delivering a lot of nice toys or attempting to deliver them. But I'm going to break with the household, W0AVE. I'm not sure if you're still connected, but thanks so much for joining us. It's been such a pleasure, Emily and Sean. And like I said, you have a very Merry Christmas tomorrow. And enjoy whatever it is you receive under that tree, because it is with love. And with that, there is a person out there, is one of my elves, that lives in Olathe, Kansas as well. You know, he's from that Kansas area. I'd like him to come aboard and tell us maybe what his household would like for Christmas and tell us the traditions in his household. So I'm going to make a call out there to KD0CDQ, coming to the KD0CDQ. This is Elf Mike. I sure hope that you're there and can come aboard and talk to us. This is Mrs. Claus coming to Kilo 6 Sierra United November. So, Elf Mike, are you there? Please come aboard.
Hello, Mrs. Claus. This is KD0CDQ, Mike here in sunny Olathe, with as the snow falls. It was so good to hear those two little children, to hear Sean and Emily. I sent their grandfather an email straight away saying how sweet they sounded, even though it was brief. What do we have here for our customs? Well, what we're going to have today for dinner is actually Italian sausage, beef brisket, and bacon, baked potatoes and soft rolls and all of the trimming along with that. But I would sure like to invite you to come to my home and see what we have here. There's so many Christmas things to see at my house. Actually, in this home alone, my wife has 12 nativity scenes, and I have one outside, so that kind of equals out. I counted how many Santas. I walked through the house and saw 13 Santas looking at me in various forms. They're all so beautiful. And also Christmas trees. Now, this is hard to believe, Mrs. Claus, but in our house alone here in Olathe, we have 15 Christmas trees. Oh, my Lord. And it's not even a forest. We live inside this house with these 15 trees. So as you can see, this is really a Christmas-decorated home. And I have my Christmas lights lit outside, and I saw the mailman come, and he was running to a neighbor's house with a great big box. So even Mr. Postal is working hard today. Oh, it's such a grand day to be here. It's a little dreary here, but I know the sun is up there above those clouds, and I have faith. And I'm tracking Santa right along with you, and I'm watching him on the NORAD tracking satellite system, and I'm going to get back to you. Oh, I see you have somebody there from British Indian Ocean Territory. Take care, Mrs. Claus. I'll be here listening.
Well, thank you, Elf Mike. Thanks for coming aboard with your tradition. 15 Christmas trees in a house. Now, I'm sure they're not big Christmas trees. They're probably little miniature ones. It sounds like you decorate the house. But you didn't tell me what you or your wife would like for Christmas. You know, everyone wants something, even if it's just joy and happiness and peace throughout the world. Everyone wants something. So, Elf Mike, if your wife is there handy, what is it you would like for Christmas? And, of course, we'll check to see if we have it in stock. So please come back.
Well, my wife is kind of a real Santa's elf. She works at a Hallmark Gold Crown store, so she'll be there until 3:30 or beyond today. She has to make sure everybody has all their Christmas wishes filled before she can come home. So I have the beef brisket in the oven, and that's simmering away down there. And my two little dogs are asleep. They're not picking up any of the scent of that meat. They must be pretty content little animals. What would she want for Christmas? Probably a big roll of duct tape to keep this elf's mouth shut. What would I like for Christmas? Just not to say the wrong thing now and again, like I tend to do, I suppose. So all we want to do is just get along together. There's no material thing we'd like to have, just continuing our love after, I think it's, I'll let you know how long it's been. I'm forgetting the years that we're in. It's been 43 years. 43 years of married bliss. And she's still got to keep a roll of duct tape handy. That's all I have here. It's KD0CDQ. Back to you. But I do have information about Christmases around America, which I'd like to share with you all later. Take care.
Okay, that's super, Elf Mike. Maybe towards the end, maybe you can come back and tell us about Christmases around the world. But the duct tape sounds, you know, that's a similar thing I heard from Kathleen, Kilo 6, Sierra United, November. She's a school teacher in South Florida, and at times she's told me she'd like to have that duct tape. She has students who can't sit still, so she's mentioned the duct tape as well, but I've never heard of a wife maybe wanting to put duct tape across her husband's mouth, but who knows? I haven't had that. So with that, I'm going to call, let's see, who can I, maybe I need to go back to the list, but I'm not sure if Jay is still available out there. And if he is, I'd like him to come back. I want to see if maybe the children could tell me if they left anything for Santa Claus, will leave anything for Santa Claus or the reindeer. And Jay, if you're still connected, maybe you can tell me if they have any special treat for him. Okay, it may look like he possibly disconnected, but that's okay. I just really want to put that out to there for each household that Santa, that's keeping him going. You know, while he's up there in the cold, and that, you know, the drinks and the beverages and the chocolate cookies. And by the way, you know, he says his favorite cookie is the chocolate chip cookie, and I make them for him quite often. But you know, it would be nice to have other things from anyone that he's connecting with. So with that, I'm going to continue calling my list here and see if I can get any other stations connected. But at any time, there's boys and girls out there that want to connect, talk to Mrs. Santa, or and so we can check our naughty and nice list in our inventory. And I'm going to again call Elf Sarah in a few minutes to just see if she can tell me how the elves are doing, if they're busily working in the background or what they're doing. But right now, I'm going to call two of the stations here that I called previously. Maybe they were just away. Hopefully someone can connect from their systems. N4FTD linking system in Fort Myers and KJ4PR linking system in the Keys. Is anyone behind these systems, any RF Worldwide smartphone users, would like to come in and just have a brief talk with Mrs. Santa and tell us what their wishes are? If so, why don't you come aboard now? Okay, I'm going to call the next, it's a KW4LCB repeater system. See if anyone's behind that system who would like to come aboard and just say good afternoon to Mrs. Santa, give me their wishes and their location and maybe what their plans are for Christmas. So is there anyone behind that repeater system, any RF Worldwide, any smartphone users that want to come aboard and give me their wishes? I would sure like to check you in and see if we have anything available. So anyone behind the KW4LCB, please come aboard.
Yes, my name is Ashlyn.
Well, good afternoon, Ashlyn. Tell me your location and maybe your age. You sound so clear, almost as though you're right next to me up here in the North Pole. Tell me your age and maybe how the weather is with you. Your location, and then finally your wish list. And thanks for joining us today.
Well, the weather up here is kind of nice. It gets warm during the afternoon and kind of colder during the night. And I'm 10. I'm going on 11, and I live in Orange City, Florida, 761 Springbank Avenue, and what I would like for Christmas is for all my friends and family to have a wonderful Christmas and to have a great time.
Well, Ashlyn, that is a wonderful wish list. that all your friends and family just have an enjoyable time at Christmas. So is there any, and you're 10, I understand, and you said Orange City. So how's the weather up in your location? Is it cold? I'm sure there's not snow. Is there any material gift you would like under the tree? But that was such a fantastic wish list. And we will check with our inventory person and see if she can and honor that wish for you. Is there any material gift you would like?
Well, I have been asking for a laptop for a long time, and I haven't gotten one yet, and I would really like one for Christmas.
Okay, Ashlyn, we're going to check. We're going to make a call out to our inventory person and see if what the status is on the laptop making in the elf shop and see if any were put on board. Can't promise anything, but we sure do all that's in our power to honor those wishes. But a lot of times it's first come, first serve. And so maybe times we just have to get our little elves busy. So stay on the line, and I'm going to call our inventory, Elf Sarah, to see what she can tell us about laptops. And you didn't say a make, or you didn't say a size. So let me just call out there for Elf Sarah and see what she can tell me about our inventory. Do some laptops need to be made? Does Santa have some? Please come aboard, Elf Sarah.
This is Sarah coming through the KC4TXG system. Elf George just texted me a little bit ago, and he said that they were running very short on laptops. So about 15 minutes ago, I got the elves busy, and they're making some more. So we're doing the best that we can, and we hope we can get these to Santa shortly. Back to Mrs. Claus.
Well, that's great news. Tell me, how are those elves doing? Are they really busy? Are they taking some breaks? You know, I haven't asked you how the workshop's doing, and are they enjoying themselves, singing merrily, you know, having eggnog and some goodies and taking short breaks, because they've been really, really busy this year and they need those short breaks. So just give me a report on, Santa's been asking that, how his elves are doing. So, and you know I'm in constant contact with him. That droid phone is just fantastic. You know, he doesn't have a good voice right now, but he's pretty clear to me. So Sarah, Elf Sarah, tell me about the elves. I'm a little wondering how they're doing.
Well, Mrs. Claus, they're all doing remarkably well. They stopped a little bit ago and had some eggnog and some chocolate chip cookies. And as I go from room to room, they're singing, sometimes in Russian Christmas carols. Sometimes you'll hear them singing a French Christmas carol or a Spanish Christmas carol. And the one room was over there singing just happily away, jingle bells and just dancing and working and working. They're working their little hearts out. They're all very busy. And I'm so proud of them, and I know you would be, and Mr. Santa Claus would be too if he were here. Over.
That's just fantastic. But I always like to check on them. They work so hard all year long and don't ask for anything. And they're just a part, a very special part of our family. So I want to make sure that they're okay. So with that, I'm going to call on our naughty and nice person to see if he can tell me about Ashlyn, if she's been naughty or nice, and how her stars look beside her name. So, Elf John, coming through W8RAT, give me a report on Ashlyn.
Well, thank you very much, Miss Claus. This is Elf John, coming through the W8RAT system. And I've already looked her up on the list, and she has also 5 stars. There are 5 big stars, and it looks as if she has been very, very nice this year. So we'll see what we can do with that, and thank you very much, Miss Claus, and all of the elves in the shop there working. This is Elf John. Back to Mrs. Claus.
All right, Elf John, thanks so much. I know we won't have any naughty kids at all, all the kids in the world are just grandkids, so I know we won't have any naughty kids, but that 5-star, that's just fantastic. But Ashley, if you're still there, did you leave Santa any goodies? Did you leave the reindeer any goodies? And maybe what you left for him? Did you plan to do any of that? Because, you know, he wants to get those goodies on each stop. It just, you know, it's a special treat for him. So, Ashlyn, tell me, did you leave Santa anything?
I have. Yes, I have. I left. I am leaving him a chocolate-covered pretzel.
Well, that is super. Every year he gets something different. You know, I don't know if he's ever had a chocolate-covered pretzel. So that is a different treat for him. Last year, Station in Russia left him barbecued chicken, and he's had Kool-Aid. And he always gets cookies and milk. And sometimes he even gets a whole dinner, and, you know, he can't eat a whole dinner. But it's so nice that all you boys and girls and men and women think so much of Santa that you leave him these treats just to keep him going, because he's got to be cold up there. And I'm going to make a call up there once again and see his condition. And I'd like to also make a call out to our meteorologist. I feel that I've left him in out there. I haven't heard a report from him lately. So in a couple minutes, I'll make a call out to Elk Gordon so he can give us a status report as well. So any other stations? I'm going to break with you, Ashlyn, but you have a very, very Merry Christmas. Hope that you get everything you'd love. And we'll try our best to see about the laptop. But we won't promise anything, but we'll do our best. You have a super Christmas and a super New Year and a very excellent school year as well. So with that, I'm going to make a call out through the KW4LCB repeater again and see if there's any other stations connected that would like to come in and chat with Mrs. Santa and give us their requests. So anyone through the KW4LCB repeater or RF Worldwide smartphone users, please come aboard now.
Quebec X-ray November.
Well, good afternoon, Rusty, and welcome aboard. It's so nice for you to come and chat with Mrs. Santa. Do you have any children with you? Tell us your request as well, but do you have any children with you?
That would be a negative, no children here, but I wanted to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. I hear Santa's very busy out there running all over the place, and you're doing an excellent job keeping track of him there. Hope he feels better. And, yeah, we've been busy getting ready for Santa to show up here in Orange City. Like the young lady that just spoke, we're in the same vicinity there. The weather's beautiful up here today. And hopefully he can land that plane without snow, because we haven't got any snow in the area. But I'm sure he's made it years in the past, and I'm sure he can do it again. But I just wanted to wish everyone out there a very Merry Christmas. And back to you, Mrs. Santa. KW4QX and Quip.
Well, Rusty, I'm glad you could join us. Maybe Santa, you know, doesn't need the snow as he's flying through the air. You know, maybe he can just land on the roof, which he normally does. But, you know, my good friend, Kilo 6 Sierra United November, Kathleen, she lives in Vero Beach, I believe, very close to the ocean. And she loves it down there in Florida. You know, and I'll have to visit her. I talk to her a lot, but I haven't visited her yet, so it would be nice to be in some warm temps. Up here in the North Pole, it's always cold, and I have to stay indoors. I don't go outside very much because it is so cold. So you didn't give me a wish list. You know, I got your Merry Christmas wish, but is there any material item that you would like to see Santa delivered to you?
Oh, Mercy, I can't think of anything that I would want as far as a physical wish list, just to make sure everybody's happy and healthy this year. We'll be celebrating with my wife's parents over in Flagler Beach, or my mother-in-law, actually. My father-in-law passed away about a year ago, but we're all going over that way, and going to have a good time with family and all, and come back and celebrate the festivities at home afterwards. So yeah, that's about it. Of course, I always need more radio equipment, but that comes as it comes. You know how that goes. KJ4QXN clear.
Well, that's super, Rusty. But I think what I will do is I'll make a call, and I know all the hams out there, they always want some kind of radio equipment. So I'm going to make a call out to our inventory elf, Sarah, to see if any of that type of gifts were made and whether Santa has any of those, and or whether maybe the elves need to get busy putting some together. But that sounds like fun, going to see relatives enjoying yourself and then coming back and hopefully resting and relaxing. But let me make a call out to Elf Sarah. Sarah, do we have any radio equipment that the elves have put together? And does Santa have any on board, or do we have to send them at mock speed up to him? Elf Sarah, give me some advice.
Hello, Mrs. Claus. This is Elf Sarah. Yes, we had some on board, but I think the amateur hams around the world have been requesting radio equipment this year. I'm not sure that he has any left, so I think what I'll do is I'll go out here and have the elves to get busy and get to making some more. So we'll see if we can do the best we can. Back to you, Mrs. Claus.
That's super news, Sarah, and yes, that would be great that you can check with the elves and see if they can get some more equipment. You know, everyone, I know Kathleen, she has equipment, you know, and she could always use some extra equipment as well. So, you know, we'll see what we can do for you, Rusty, and see if possibly we have some spare equipment we can send your way. But thanks, Sarah. But I'm going to make a call out to W8RAT, and this is Elf John through that system. I'm going to have him check the naughty and nice list. Now, this is not a child, Elf John. This is a ham. So why don't you come aboard? His name is Rusty, and tell me if he's been good, if he's been naughty, but he sounds like he's been good. He's going to head over to, I think he said, in-laws for Christmas. So, Elf John, please come aboard and tell me his status.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Claus. Let me look through here. I was trying to find him. He's way back here in ours. This is a big book. You got to go way to the back to find these names. Here, let's see. Oh, yeah, here we go. Rusty. Oh, there's a couple of Rustys. Oh, we've got the right one right here. Okay. Yes. Yeah, he's also, I'm just not believing, 5 stars in front of his name. And he has been very nice. And with a wish that he had there, like he had, that definitely is a nice gentleman there. I hope he gets all that he wants. I hope he gets his wishes. And we'll turn that back over to you, Mrs. Claus, from Elf John, coming through the W8RAT system.
That's just fantastic, Elf John. Yes, we'll try, Rusty. We'll try to get some radio equipment. Won't promise anything, but you know, those elves are so, so busy, and I do have a story I'd like to say about the elves. You know, they are so, so much appreciated. But before I close our session today, I want to tell you a little story about how valuable these elves are and how they think of all of us. But Rusty, you have a super Christmas, New Year's, and I didn't ask you, but possibly are you going to leave Santa any goodies, any eggnog, any rum cakes, anything good to eat out there to keep him going as he flies by? Rusty, if you want to come back and tell me if you've left anything out there for Santa.
Oh, yes. Every year, we always leave him. My ex-YL, she's always making those fresh-baked cookies, chocolate chips, which I hear is his favorite. So always leave him a couple of chocolate chip cookies and a nice cold glass of milk, and it's always gone in the morning when we get up, so apparently he enjoys it. So, you all have a very Merry Christmas out there. I'm going to say 7-3s to all, and happy New Year, too. KJ4QXA.
Well, Rusty, you have a super Christmas from our house to yours, and I hope that you have an enjoyable time with relatives this afternoon and tomorrow as well, and that hopefully you will get some of that equipment. And thanks so much for the chocolate chip. You know, that is Santa's favorite cookie, is the chocolate chip cookie. And, you know, at one time he had a trivia question for his elves, and he wanted to ask them, what is Santa Claus's favorite cookie? And you know they could not guess, but his favorite cookie is the chocolate chip, so he will love that. Have a very Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for coming aboard today, and give your family a great big hug from the Clauses, and I hope that your new year is superb as well. So I will make another call through that system, see if anyone else is connected out there, RF-wise, or smartphone, or through KW4LCB system. Anyone coming through that system who would like to check in, other than those who I have talked to already, please come aboard. Okay, I'm going to make a call out to another one of our elves. He's way up in Montreal, Canada, and I would sure like him to come aboard and say Merry Christmas in French, because I know he knows French, and tell us what his household is maybe doing and his traditions up in Canada. And maybe if he has those little girls that would like to come aboard and talk to Mrs. Santa. So I'll make the call to VE2, or this is Elf Pete, through the VE2 XPL linking system in Montreal, Canada. Are you listening? All right, maybe I'll come back to that system in just a little bit. I'm going to make a continue down my list. Now, at any time that there's boys and girls that are wanting to check in with Mrs. Santa, please come aboard and just say your name. But I am following a list that I have, and I do sure want to check everyone on that list, check them in, and also hear their requests. So, like I said, before I close and close the session, I do want to tell you a little story about my elves, who are such a valuable part. And I am going to make a call at this time up to my dear PR person, up with my favorite Santa, and see how things are going. And maybe tell us your location and if everything's okay up there with my Santa, yourself, and those reindeer. So, Elf George, coming through KW4LCB system, are you there? Can you talk, or are you too busy at the moment? Please come aboard.
Well, we're back to you, Mrs. Claus. Presently, Santa's running me ragged. Sure be good to get home today. We're at the Taj Mahal in India, and I tell you, it's beautiful. Just everything is so shining and glistening, and you know, Santa, he's just chuckling and barreling away. You know, I guess his tummy might hurt with all these cookies and treats that he's been getting there. And I keep telling him he needs to save some. So when he gets home, he can have those that you have prepared for him. But, you know, I do say, and I really enjoyed Miss Aslan when she said she just wants to have a great time with her family at Christmas. And that's how we like to hear things like that, because it's the time of the year to everyone to come together there and show love towards one another. Back to you, Mrs. Claus.
Okay, Elf George, tell me, is my Santa feeling better after eating all those goodies? Is he staying warm? And is it snowing up there? How are the reindeer doing? Are they doing okay? Have they lost any shoes, or are they doing okay up there as well? You didn't report about that, and you know, he's my big concern right now. I sent him off up there and feeling under the weather, so I just want to make sure he's doing okay. Tell me how everything is up there with the reindeer and Santa, and that's great news about the Taj Mahal. That would be fantastic to see.
Santa's doing good, Mrs. Claus. He started to have that little tired look in his eye, but he had some orange juice along the way, and that cleared his chest up, his cold there. But he's back on track. He's got all those gifts just bouncing around in the sled, and every once in a while he'll take a quick turn and he goes to the left and we go to the right, holding on that bag to try to get those toys back in the van. And by the way, I know of Miss Ashlyn, she was feeding reindeers. There was a reindeer farm, and she got to feed some of the reindeer's cousins and brothers and sisters and all, and that also made them happy to see that. And Rudolph, his nose is really glowing now. The last stop, we polished it real good and got it shining real bright. So everything is going fine as we go along our way. And Santa just turned around and looked and winked, and we're on the road again.
Well, I am so happy about them, so happy that you're there with him and can guide him and guide the reindeer and be there to take all the requests. Have you been getting all of our Twitter and text messages and phone calls with all the requests that we've had, that we're having to add, get those little elves busy? They've been really busy. So have you been getting all those messages? I haven't heard back, so I figured you were busy. But have you gotten all our message with the requests of some of the children and some of the men and women as well? So I just need you to verify that.
Yes, we're getting the request, and everything is getting prepared to zoom them up skylight way, so we make sure that we have enough toys. Seems like, you know, Santa's magic. As soon as we get to the bottom of the sack with a blink of his eye, it's refilled up again. I don't know how he does it. It must be that magic finger he's got there, Mrs. Claus. I'm quite sure you know, but you hadn't told us how he does that. But Santa and I was just wondering about the weather there. We haven't had chance to even stop and look at a weather report there, and we didn't quite understand if we needed to put on a pair of shorts or just grab another coat.
Well, I would suggest you grab another coat. I'm sure it's going to be cold where you're headed. I'm not going to call on the meteorologist just yet. You know, I'll call on him in a little while for his update on the weather. And I believe he had a slight little problem. So I'll call on him in a little bit just so we know. But I definitely would not think about shorts. You know, Florida is even a place you shouldn't have shorts right now. But thanks so much for your report, and I'm glad that he's doing well. And that's a little secret between Santa and I. We would never tell that secret. So, we will be in contact with you, and I enjoyed that conversation I had with Ashlyn. And for a 10-year-old to make the comment she made, that was very special to all listening and to Mrs. Santa as well. So I'm going to continue down my list. I will call for any boys and girls out there right now that want to check in. All they have to merely do is come in and give me their name. Because most of them don't have ham radio. They don't have call signs. So are there any boys and girls, men and women out there that would just like to check in with Mrs. Santa before I continue moving down my list?
This is Elena.
All right. I didn't catch the name, but the call sign I see you coming through I thought was very, very special. It had ELV as the end, and I was wondering if you were one of my elves. But can you come back? I didn't quite catch the name. And tell me your location and maybe what you're planning to do on this special day and your request, of course. So why don't you come back and give me your name again?
Hi, this is KB5ELV, Elv, Buddy, in Erie, Pennsylvania. And that's my daughter, Alina. Here she is. Say hi, Alina.
Hello.
And that's Mrs. Santa Claus. Tell her about yourself.
I want a guitar.
She wants a guitar.
I'm not sure if I pronounced it right, Elena, and I may have pronounced that wrong. What's your age? A guitar? That sounds very, very special. But how old are you?
10 years old.
And did you say 10 years old? Am I correct?
Yes.
Well, a guitar, that sounds exciting. I know a little bit about guitars. Are you wanting an electrical? Are you wanting an acoustical? Are you planning to take lessons? Does your dad play the guitar? And once again, that call sign is just so special, ELV. And like I said, I thought maybe you were one of my elves. But Elena, and tell me if I mispronounced it. Tell me, what kind of guitar would you like? And, we'll check our inventory and see. And tell me, are you planning to take lessons? And does your dad play the guitar?
He does. I do.
You do? Where?
My friend is thinking.
So, and tell her your name again. She wants to be sure she gets it right.
Alina.
Alina's from Ukraine, Mrs. Claus, and she's not taking lessons. She wants to be a rock star, though, so I think she wants. I think she wants electric. But she's 10, and there she goes. She's walking away. Oh, there she's coming back. Well, here, talk to Mrs. Santa Claus.
What do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? I have all I need. I have a very special Santa Claus. I have special children. I have lots of elves. I have all you special children out there, men, boys and girls, women. And I have all I need. And I don't want any physical things. I want what everyone else wants in the country, peace and happiness, and everyone to just love one another and enjoy life. And smile all the time. I usually try not to have I always smile. I enjoy smiling. So I enjoy every day that I have on this earth. So I hope that answered your question. And Elena, from the Ukraine, that is so special. Now, your dad says you haven't learned to play yet, but do you know what type of guitar you would want so I could have our inventory person check? Is it, you know, your dad probably could take acoustical or electric, or does it matter?
I want a green one.
Well, that is special. A green one, probably with a hole in it, with strings on it. Well, that is so special. I hope that you're going to be taking some lessons. Either, you know, just playing, but that sounds like a great request. Tell me, before I turn it over to our inventory and to check how you are on the list, and since you're from the Ukraine, and I believe the language probably would be Russian, can you say Merry Christmas to me in Russian?
She doesn't speak Russian anymore.
Klaus.
No, she's been here for about 6 years, so she's forgotten all of her Russian.
Well, that's okay. We have a major Russian station that was talking earlier. When I connect to him once again, and hopefully I will, I hope that he can say Merry Christmas in the Russian language. But I'm going to make a call out to our inventory, and she is a young lady that is going to check our inventory. She's going to check to see if we have any green guitars. So tell me, Elena, if it's not green, is that okay? Can it be any color?
No.
Yeah, she wants to know if another color would do if they don't have green. Would another color be okay?
Yes.
All right, Elena. I'm going to ask for El Sarah to come aboard and see us how, tell us how the inventory, whether there is any with Santa. We will do everything in our power to get you that gift that you'd like. We do tell you that it's usually first come, first served, depending on the location of a Santa at the time, but we will try to have our elves get busy and do some more adding of strings to maybe the guitars they have that they haven't finished stringing. So I'm going to make a call out there to Elf Sarah. Sarah, please come aboard. Tell us what the status with any guitars and how much Santa has told you he has and whether we need those elves to get busy again.
Yes, Mrs. Claus. I got a text just a little bit ago, and they are in need of some guitars. So I sent down to the shop, and they're busy stringing guitars. So we should have some shortly, ready shortly. Back to you, Mrs. Claus.
And Elena wants a green one, so make sure that as you're doing those, you do them maybe in different colors. But sure hope that you can get those up to Santa, sending that plane or whatever, mock whatever, to give them to Santa so maybe he can have this to deliver to Elena. But Buddy and Elena, we will try everything in our power to get that gift for you, and sure hope that you have a very, very Merry Christmas. But tell me, Elena, have you left anything for Santa? Santa and Elf George up there have been working so, so very hard, and everyone leaves him some type of little treat. Did you leave him anything so that he can keep going through the night?
I make it like some cookies so he can nom nom nom.
Well, that is great. He always loves cookies, and, you know, it makes him jolly. That's why he's so jolly. He likes those cookies. But you have a very special day, and it sounds like you're a very special girl as well. And I hope that your parents have a special day, too. But we're going to make a call out to our naughty and nice person to see if he can tell us if you're on that list. And I am sure you are. But we'll bring him aboard so he can tell us how many stars you may have. So, Elf John, coming through the W8RET, I'd like you to come aboard and tell us her listing on that list. And this is Mrs. Claus coming through the Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Elf John, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Miss Claus. This is Elf John coming through the W8RAT system. And Alina, yes, I've already looked her up while y'all were talking. And yes, she has a 5-star rating. She has been a very good girl. And I hope she gets all that she wants. And we'll turn it back to you, Miss Claus.
Thank you so much, Elf John. Now, you heard that, Elena. You're on that good list, which I had no doubt at all. So we will do, like I said, everything in our power to give you what you'd like for Christmas. And I hope that you have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And don't eat too much. How about you, Buddy? Is there any request that you have that you would like to see under the tree and for us to check our inventory? How about you? And we did have requests for radio equipment. I'm sure you'd like that as well. So, Buddy, any requests of Mrs. Santa?
Well, Mrs. Santa Claus, I'll tell you what. I'm actually don't really have a list this year, but I know that Lena's really looking forward to Christmas tomorrow, and that's going to be a lot of fun for all of us. And so we'll let you talk to some of the other kids. And Merry Christmas! Say Merry Christmas, Alina. Here she comes.
Merry Christmas.
This is KB5ELV.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Elena and Buddy, and your household. And I hope all goes well for you. You have a fantastic meal, and you have a fantastic day tomorrow. I'm going to make a call out to Elf George up there with Santa. I have an emergency in the shop that I have to go check on something for just a few moments. But Elf George, I'd like you to just come back and maybe talk to the group out here. Tell us your location at this moment, how things are going up there, and some of your experiences as you traveled the world. And I will be back as fast as I can. I have an emergency with the elves. So Elf George, can you come aboard?
Yes, Mrs. Claus. Yep. Sandy and I are presently over Pakistan in the town of Karachi, where it is quite crowded, and we might just have to spend a few extra minutes as we go along. Our next stop, we're going to go to Mazar in Afghanistan, and as we travel along there, trying to get to everybody's house in time Christmas morning, so when they get up and start tiptoeing out of the bedrooms and from down the hall, you can see that beautiful smile on everyone's face there. And I'll continue to take any check-ins, any child worldwide, may it be little or small or anyone with a useful heart there that is looking to see the joys of Christmas, and it makes bad times good, you know, just kind of share the greatness of the Christmas spirit. Anyone, anywhere, I did not get a check to as to where Mrs. Claus left off on the list there, but we'll take anyone, anywhere, iPhones, links, IRLP nodes, that does want to check with the Santa Claus Express. Come now.
Elf George, I am back when you're ready to turn it over to me.
Okay, Mrs. Claus, I just made a call for anyone anywhere that wants to check aboard the Santa Express. Any children, maybe young or maybe old, it doesn't make a difference at Christmas. The heart is always young. Back to you, Mrs. Claus.
Thank you for filling in for me, Elf George. The emergency was okay. Elves are okay, but they're so busy right now, and so I had a little conflict down there between two, one of the male and one of the female elves, and I had to go handle it. So, but I am back, and I am going to make a call out for, and what I'm going to do is start using my users list that I have. And at any time that anyone wants to come in, boys and girls, men and women who are not regular hams, they just need to break in and give me their call sign. But I want to tell everyone that's listening, this has been so much fun. I've had such good responses from my team and such good responses from the children and the adults. And I have enjoyed it thoroughly. I so much enjoy it every year that I do it. And I am so glad that Santa allows me to talk to everyone. But I'm going to call the next on my list, which is the Delco Doug system. Anyone coming through this system, any RF Worldwide and any smartphone users that may want to come aboard and talk to Mrs. Santa, give us your request. I'd like you to come aboard now. And again, this is Mrs. Claus coming through Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Okay, hearing nothing through that system. How about the WA3NNA repeater system? Anyone that'd like to check in and talk to Mrs. Santa through this system? And again, RF Worldwide and smartphone users, we'd sure like you to come aboard now and talk to me. And again, this is Mrs. Santa Claus. Well, the next one I have on my list is Kathleen's linking system, and I know she's not there. So I'm just going to overlook her. She went on a special trip. She's a school teacher down in Florida, and she went on a special trip for a couple weeks before she has to return to school. But I appreciate her so much as our friendship and for allowing for me to come through her system, and it's been great. And this is the only time of the year I usually go through her system. But, you know, I see that her call sign changed, though. Last year was a little bit different. But, you know, maybe she'll have to tell me the story of that. So I'm going to overlook her, and I'm going to call the next one I have, which is KA0GYF Linking System in Fort Myers. Sure hope someone is behind that system. This, again, NERF Worldwide and smartphone users. Please come aboard now. Sure would like to talk to anyone behind the system. And this is Mrs. Claus. Welcome aboard. It's a quiet system out there. It looks like maybe people are in the process of eating lunch, but we'll continue. Remember, at any time that you want to come aboard, boys and girls, men and women, please just come aboard and give me your name and your location, and I will sure be happy to talk to you. The next I have is a person. I think he lives very close to Kathleen, but he's been under the weather, and I know he's just listening, so I won't call on him. But I do want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas, Jack. Hope that you and your family are doing well, and hope that maybe, since I have a text box I can see, maybe you'd like to put a request in there, and we will see if we can make that. But I will call out to our naughty and nice person and see if he can tell me if you've been a good person this year. But sorry we couldn't talk, but I know I understand that you have a cough and cannot talk. But you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So, Elf John, are you there? Can you tell us about Jack, KW4, or K4JAK? Has he been a good person this year?
Well, while you were talking, I was looking him up. And, yes, I've found him with five large stars also. It seems that everyone that I've looked up so far is just have them big bright stars next to their name. He is somebody who helps out every chance he can, and we all appreciate that. So yes, he is definitely on the nice list. Miss Claus, we'll turn it back over to you. This is Elf John coming through the W8RAT system.
Well, that's super news, but I had no doubt that he's been a good person, and it's too bad that he's a little bit under the weather, especially this time of the year. But I hope he's feeling better, and he does get over his bug. You know, it seems a lot of that's going around. Santa has that right now, and you know, he's under the weather up there. But I have someone right next to him that's keeping refreshments, beverages. Probably has NyQuil as well. I don't know. Probably not, though. But he's giving him medicine. So, Jack, have a super, super Christmas and a very prosperous New Year. And it's just too bad we couldn't talk. But maybe we can talk once again real soon. But with that, I'm going to call the next on my list, who is another person in the area of Jack, I believe. And I hope that he's available. W4DUC. I believe this is Virgil. Virgil, how would you like to talk to Mrs. Santa Claus and tell us maybe what you'd like for Christmas and maybe what's going on and maybe what you're going to have to eat and did you leave anything for Santa? Okay, once again, I'll call for W4DUC. He may have stepped away. Virgil, are you there? Would you like to talk to Mrs. Santa? Okay, maybe we can check him in before we close. Sorry we missed you, Virgil, but I hope all is going well for you. And maybe he's taking a nap as well. You know, it's a little bit in the afternoon if he's been up early. Maybe he's taking a nap. But maybe we can catch him a little while later. The next I have is KG4YDV Linking System in DeLand, Florida. I believe this is Dan's linking system. Anyone behind that system, NERF Worldwide, any smartphone users? And sure hope Dan, you and Teresa will check in and tell us what you would like for Christmas. So anyone behind this system, just please come aboard and talk to Mrs. Santa. Maybe it's nap time for everyone, nap time or maybe lunch time. hopefully we'll check some of these in before we have to leave, because we'd sure like to get a request from them. The next station I have is KA3BVJ. It's a linking system. Hope someone's behind this system. Any ARF worldwide and any smartphone users. Like you to come aboard and tell us your request for Christmas for Mrs. Santa. Okay, I'm not hearing too much out there. I'm going to go a little way from my list, and I'm going to make a call out to another elf way over in Scotland so that he can come aboard and tell us his traditions, maybe how things are going over there, how cold it is, and maybe requests. So, Elf Robert, coming through the MM3LVQ. Are you there, and can you come aboard?
Well, good evening, Mrs. Claus. This is Elf Robert in Scotland. Temperatures over here are a wee bit cold, around about 9 Celsius at the present moment and dropping. We're going to have a white Christmas this year, the first in many years. And I've lost my list what I was going to say, but I can tell you the population of Paisley is about 76,000. I kind of mind what the rest it was, but I've lost my list. So the only thing I wish for on this this Christmas is peace, happiness, and good cheer around the world, especially for this Christmas and the New Year. And I think that's about all. This is Mike 3, Lima, Victor, Quebec, Elf Robert in Scotland. Back to you, Mrs. Claus.
Thanks, Robert, and I think that is a request that all of us have. All of us have for peace and prosperity, goodwill and cheer, and smiles in everybody's faces, boys and girls, men and women. So that is a request all of us have, and that is a request or a wish that Santa and I have for everyone. And wasn't it last year that you were delivering gifts and packages? Don't you usually do that at Christmas time?
Yeah, Mrs. Claus. In fact, I just finished about about an hour and a half ago, delivering gifts to friends and family. Just finished it. I've got some more to deliver tomorrow, as there's one or two people not at home, and then we'll be coming back home for Christmas dinner. I don't know what we're having for dinner this year. I think it's a piece of meat. We're not having turkey. We're going to change the tradition for a wee change. And by the way, what I've left for Santa this year, when he gets here, is a nice wee hot toddy, keep him warm, and plenty for the reindeers, like the cabbage, turnip, carrots, and some Brussels sprouts, so that'll keep them going as well. So we'll hand it back to you, Mrs. Claus, and I wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Well, Elf Robert, last year you told me cabbage, now you tell me Brussels sprouts. So are these for Santa Claus or the reindeer? Because if Santa Claus gets the Brussels sprouts, I'm afraid to tell you what will happen. So he's allergic to Brussels sprouts, so that may be something the reindeer need. But is that for Santa or the reindeer, Robert?
No, the cabbage, the carrots, the Brussels sprouts is all for the reindeer, especially Rudolph. And the wee hot toddy is for Santa Claus along with some shortbread. And George, I'll leave you some as well. Elf George, I'll leave you some as well. So we'll hand it back to you, Mrs. Claus.
Well, I think Elf George and Santa Claus will appreciate that hot toddy and the shortbread, especially right now. And, yes, I was wondering about the cabbage and the carrots and the Brussels sprouts, because Santa doesn't like vegetables too much. He's a meat and potato person, but he probably would eat them, and I'm not sure what would happen. He would probably have problems up there, so he can just give those to the reindeer. But thanks so much for being there and keep that cold. I don't know. Did you tell us how cold it is there? But soon, next I'm going to call on the meteorologist, and he should be able to tell me. Can you tell me the temp right now?
Yeah, it's about minus 9 Celsius and getting colder. Tomorrow it's to be around about 4 or 5 minus. It's not very warm at the present moment. We're going to have this kind of weather right through the new year as well. In the minuses. So we'll hand it back to Mrs. Claus and let you carry on now.
Well, thank you, Elf Robert. Thanks for your report and your best wishes. And but do keep, you know, it's pretty cold in the North Pole. I do stay indoors and bundled up. So I hope if you go outdoors, you're pretty well bundled up. And maybe it'll get warm before too long, and the weather will be nice. But thanks so much for coming aboard. You have a very, very Merry Christmas, prosperous New Year. Thanks for all that you do for everyone. And hope that you get whatever it is besides happiness and cheer under that tree tomorrow. So with that, I'm going to break with you, and I'm going to make a call a little bit out of order up to Elf Gordon. He's our meteorologist, and I haven't talked to him in a little bit, so I think we need a report on location and weather, and he can just come aboard and give us that information. So Elf Gordon, who's coming through the KY6B, can you give us a report? Please come aboard.
Hi again, Miss Santa. Gordon here, Elf Gordon coming through KY6V in Central Florida. We very diligently, and I might say I've got a smile on my face from ear to ear with the proceedings here this afternoon. Santa, along with George and the reindeer, are currently in Kirov, Russia. They will be leaving there shortly in about 2 minutes and several seconds. They will be entering Samara, Russia. Current temperature in their location is about a minus 15 degrees Fahrenheit. So knowing Elf George as well as I do, I hope he's got a brandy flask in his pocket, because before this trip is over, he's going to need it. Hi to you, Robert. In looking at the way Santa is traveling, his flight plan this year is running north and south and then tangenting back to the north and then back to the south as he works his way west. So knowing that it is currently about 7:13 or so in Paisley, Scotland, I would anticipate at his current movement he will probably be passing the UK and Paisley, Scotland, probably in about 3 hours. So 3 to 4 anyway, so figure 10 to 11 o'clock. Have the door open and have a lot of goodies for them. Back to you, Mrs. Claus. Gordon through KYC, over.
No, you can't leave yet. All of my elves have wishes and desires for Christmas as well, so I'm going to ask you, what is it that you'd like for Christmas? And I'm sure you'd like radio equipment, but you probably have tons of that. So, Elf Gordon, come back. I'm not going to let you go. Tell me what you'd like for Christmas.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Claus. Well, actually, I've got several of my Christmas presents already. They came in early. I was given a beautiful 24-inch flat-screen monitor that I already have up and in operation. I just want everybody to have the best Christmas that they have ever had, a prosperous 2011 coming up. Let's hope that this economy starts to get back on our feet for all of us around the world. Stop the wars, button up the terrorists, and tell them to go to Mars. Back to you, Mrs. Claus from KY6B.
Well, that was a very nice request. I bet you'd love that screen, though. In our household, we have 5 or 6 computers. We have 2 laptops, 3 or 4 computers, and some of those screens are pretty big. And so we're well-versed with computers, so I'm sure you're enjoying that. But I'm going to just make a, and I hope that you have a grand Christmas, New Year's, and when Santa and I and all the elves get together after Christmas Day for our fantastic buffet, that you'll enjoy the treats we have for you as well. I'm going to make a call out to Elf Sarah to see if she has any comments on what some of the requests have been and how the inventory is going, how the elves are working, and whether I was able to stop that fight between, I'm not sure if it was Elf Monique and Elf Jim. I'm not sure, but was I able to squelch that fight? Elf Sarah, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. They tried to get started at it again, but you know what? I went in there and separated them, put one in one room and went down the hall and stuck the other one in another room. So they're all being real good right now. I hear a lot of singing going on, and everything's just going great. Well, I hear a phone ringing, so excuse me, that might be Elf George giving me a call on some Christmas orders. So I'll be back with you in a little bit. This is Elf Sarah coming through KC4TXG. Over.
Thanks, Elf Sarah, and I'm glad you could stop that fight. You know, we have it this time of the year where the boys and girls cannot work together, and that may be a good solution, divide them into the different rooms. But I'm going to have a talk with these elves after Christmas, because that's not proper behavior. They don't need to act this way. So, but I'm glad that I could help. I'm glad you're there to help as well. But I'm going to make a call out to Elf John, and I see he may have had a problem. Hopefully he's there. To see if he can tell me, Elf Gordon, coming through the KY60, how does he look on that naughty and nice list?
Oh, let's see here. That was a short notice there. Let me look through here. I didn't know that that name was coming up. Let me look through here. Well, here we go. Let's see, there's several Gordons. Gordon here, there's one there. Oh, my goodness. I got some bad news. Oh, no, that's the wrong name. Okay, here we go, right here. Here he is. This gentleman here, he's got 5 stars in front of his name. The other guy only had 1 star. Sorry about the mix-up there, but no, he has 5 stars. He is on the nice list, and I think we're going to be okay. Back to you, Miss Santa. This is Elf John coming through the W8RAG system.
Well, thanks, Elf John. You know, I slightly remember last year, we had Elf Jack checking our naughty and nice. He kept saying that Elf Gordon was down in the corner on another page. So we may have to check our naughty and nice list. Somehow, maybe that printout is not coming out right. And, you know, we don't want to do that for our boys and girls, is having them not on the list, especially if they're nice. So, but I'm glad to hear that he's 5-star as well. So, thanks for coming back. I know you said you had a problem, so I was glad that you could be there. So I'm going to break with Elf Gordon, and who knows, I may call him further on down the list, and continue. I'm going to make a call out for any boys and girls out there, anywhere, men and women who do not have regular call signs that would like to come aboard and tell us their wishes, their name, and their location. So are there any boys and girls out there that want to come aboard and talk to Mrs. Santa? This is Mrs. Santa coming through the K6SUN system. Okay, hearing nothing, I'm going to just continue working down my list, and hopefully we'll get several more people connected. This has been a great deal of fun for me, and before too long, I'm going to make that call up to Elf George and Santa and see how things are going. The next I have is through VE3SNE linking system, way up in the cold area of Echo Bay, Canada, where it's probably pretty cold. Sure hope someone can connect through that system, any RF Worldwide or any smartphone users. just come aboard and tell us how things are up in that area. So anyone through that system that would like to talk to Mrs. Santa, please come aboard. Okay. As I work down my list, I see a system out in South Dakota. I sure hope that he's connected and can say how things are going out in that area. KC0JGE, it's a linking system. Anyone through that system, NARF Worldwide, and smartphone users would like to come aboard and talk to you. Please come aboard now and give us your requests. It looks like a lot of people that are connected may be eating, maybe they're taking a nap, maybe they're out doing their final shopping. So I'm just going to continue down my list, but at any time that anyone wants to check back in, and I know it's probably getting late over there in Russia, I would like to just make a call once again over to the UA3QGN linking system in Russia. And this includes Serge and Julia and, of course, Elf Slav, all my three elves. And I'd like you to come aboard and say Merry Christmas to me in Russian if you're still there. Elf Slav, in that system, or anyone coming through that system, are you still there?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Close. This is Elf Slav through the UA3QGN linking system. Yes, we are here, and we are from time to time a little bit busy with, it's time to make Mr. Sears to go to bed because it has the examination tomorrow. So perhaps that's why we missed your call. And we would like to say not the Merry Christmas in Russian, because it's there is a little bit more important words, I think, which probably all Christmas parties started in Russia. And you see, when children are coming to the party, and the person who is leading the party is asking them to say magic words. And these words are lighting the light in the Christmas tree, and that magic words you will hear now. But let us concentrate a little bit, because Mr. Sears is not here, so we have to do it only me and Julia. Elf Julia will help. So let me say it.
Раз, два, три, ёлочка, гори.
Okay, with that mic to Mrs. Close from Russia.
Well, thank you so much, Elf Slav, Julia, and Serge, if he has not gone to bed. Thank you so much for that. Thanks for being there and giving us your nice little tradition. And I hope that Serge has a very special day tomorrow. And it sounds like he may still be in school, where I think in the United States they're off from school. But I hope he does well on his exam, and I know he will. So any further comments from the Russian family over there before I move on? And thanks so much for coming and talking with Mrs. Santa today. It's been a great deal of pleasure.
Okay, thank you, Mrs. Close. And I just like to tell a little story, about the Christmas in Russia. You know, the Christmas Day is the end of a special period called a fast, when there are some restrictions in food and some restrictions in behavior. And once the Catherine II, it was the Russian imperatrice, were sitting in the Christmas Eve table, and General Suvorov, the famous Russian general, was sitting and never touched the food. And the imperatrice asked him, "Why are you not touching the food, General?" And he said, "Well, you see, it's impossible. We should wait for a first star." And then Imperatrice said, "Yes, okay. Could you bring me a diamond star, please?" And then she presented that diamond star to the general. So at that day, the Christmas evening, Christmas feast started a bit earlier. Okay, so that is my little comment about Russian and the traditions of Christmas. Over.
Well, thank you so much, Elf Slav, and that was very special. You have a very great evening, and I know your Christmas is not ours, but I hope that you have a Merry Christmas and start of the new year. And once again, tell Serge good luck on his test tomorrow. I'm going to, at the end, before I disconnect, before I'm going to call on each of the elves just so we can get a request from them, what they would like. But I'm going to make a call to Israel and see if Mike is there. 4Z5 Papa India, this is a linking system in Israel. Mike, I hope you're there and can just come in and say good afternoon to me. Or if not, I hope that you have a splendid day. 4Z5 Papa India, are you there? I hear you there, Mike. Your audio is very, very low, but I heard you say you were there. How are things with you, and how is the weather over there? All right, Mike. Your audio is very, very low. I did hear you. You told me to have I'm doing a wonderful job, and I appreciate that. But you have a special day and the rest of the week, and hope that family is all well. And I thank you so much for checking into the Santa Express and talking to Mrs. Santa today. But I'm going to break with you. But your audio is very, very low, and I'm going to. Go back, and I'm going to call any stations that I may not have talked to. And there's a station out there, KJ4WKD. I believe his name is Jim. Hope that he can connect. I'm not sure if he has any children in the background or he has any wishes of Mrs. Santa. KJ4WKD, how about coming aboard, Jim?
Well, hello, Mrs. Claus. I didn't realized that I was next, so I had to fumble around and find the right microphone. I did put in a request to Santa for a 175-foot tower and a 1,500-watt linear amplifier, and I've been frantically texting with Elf George and Elf Sarah and Elf John, and I'm just distressed to learn that I only got 2.5 stars this year. And so those things will not happen, but I understand from Elf George that I will get some gifts this year, and I will have a Merry Christmas after all. And thank you, Mrs. Santa, for being here with us and taking the time. I hope it takes your mind off of worrying about Mr. Santa up there and being cold and being a little under the weather, but I'm sure he's okay. He really, really gets excited about this day. Back to you, Mrs. Santa.
Well, Jim, I'm so glad you could connect. I'm worried about him, but I'm worried about everyone worldwide as well. And I'll have to double check with Sarah to see if possibly that's something the elves could make. But I'll have to check with Elf John as well, because I'm not sure that you have 2.5 stars. Maybe he's looking at the wrong person. So I'm hoping that you left something for Santa as well, out there for some kind of treat. But as far as the list, I'm sort of moving around on the list. I'm not going down right in order, so some of those I've talked to. And so that's why I was moving around on the list. But tell me, Elf Sarah, can we do something making a 175-foot tower for Jim? Or is that something maybe we need to think about next year? What do you think, Sarah?
Well, Mrs. Claus, I think we might come see what we can do. I'll go check with the elves, and we'll let you know about that. We'll see what we can do. Back to you.
Okay, how about Elf John? KJ4WKD, his name is Jim. You know, I've heard a lot of reports from Kathleen that he's working on his extra class, and he also, I believe, is one of the net control operators for an organization called South Car. So it's hard for me to believe he only has 2.5 stars. Is that right, Elf John?
Well, I'm looking through right now and double-checking, And here we go. I'm on the right page now. Let me look down here again. Jim. I see the mix-up here. It was it's my mix-up. It was my mistake. Jim has a 5-star rating here. Jim's been a very, very good boy this year. Maybe, I know 175-foot tower is a little bit hard for Santa to put on a sleigh, but I know that that pixie dust works really well for shrinking things down. Now, I don't know how he's going to get it back to its original size once he gets it, but I think we can make it small enough to get it on the sleigh if we can just get it to him. But again, I'm not sure how you're going to make it big again. But anyway, he has been very good. It was my mix-up, and we hope you accept our apologies there, Jim. Back to you, Miss Claus. This is Elf John coming through the W8RAT system.
Okay, KJ4WKD, Jim, I hope you heard that. 5 stars, it was a mix-up. So you have been very good. So who knows? Maybe I'll text or call Santa and see if something like that is with him or can be brought up to him, shot up to him, I should say. So do you have any final comments you'd like to say? And did you leave some goodies for Santa? Sure hope you did. He's very busy up there. And I'm going to call back up there shortly to just see how he's doing. But he's been up there, and he's been really delivering a lot of gifts. So tell me, Jim, did you leave him any treats?
Well, Mrs. Claus, and I hope I don't get in trouble with you, and I know how you feel about this, but I did leave Santa a snifter of brandy under the tree. And I thought that would warm him up a little. I know it's really cold up there, and maybe I'll leave Elf George one of those as well. And I understand his hat blew off when they had to speed up to Mach 5T, which is 5 twinklings of an eye, and that was very fast. He lost the hat, so when they check in back to North Pole to reload, Elf Sarah, out on the loading dock with her clipboard as usual, will have to go up into George's room, Elf George's room, and get him another hat. So don't forget that. And I do have some young ones. They all want ponies, but there's a conflict with their parents there. But so they might be disappointed this year as well on that front, but they will be very happy as well. A lot of kids, a lot of children. Merry Christmas to all around the world, and enjoy your Christmas. Best wishes for all the things you want. Back to you, Mrs. Claus. This is KJ4WKD.
Well, Jim, are those children there with you, or are they grandchildren? Can they talk to me, or are they away?
Unfortunately, Mrs. Claus, they are away. They cannot hear you at the moment. I really wish they could have been here in my station and talking with you. But I think they're going to be just fine and going to have a very Merry Christmas. I know they will. They are at the Santa age. There are 3 of those, and the rest of my grandchildren are a little older. But they're going to have smiling faces in the morning. Over.
Well, that's super. And as far as the brandy goes, that's okay. You know, I'm sure a lot of brandy and hot toddies and spiced rum and eggnog were left for Santa. Probably will keep him warm until he can get home. And he'll keep him alert, too, because he's a little bit under the weather. He's got a cold, sinus infection, something like that. And so he's been a little bit under the weather. So when I call up there to George in a little while, I'm going to ask them if they've gotten any of those drinks. And hopefully he'll tell me. But you have a very Merry Christmas. Hope that your grandkids and children have a very Merry Christmas as well. And about the pony, I don't know. But, I hope they get that desire if they'd like it as well. But Have a Merry Christmas, a very Happy New Year, and so glad that we could check you in and that you were available today. So the last one I see, well, there's a couple more, and then I'm going to make a call out to each of my elves. I want them to make a final comment, and then I'm going to tell you a little story about my elves, all of my elves at the North Pole. So anybody coming through the W4AKH repeater, I believe this is in Fort Pierce, Florida. Any RF Worldwide, any smartphone users that'd like to come in and talk to Mrs. Anna, put out their request for Christmas, or just to say howdy, please come aboard now. Okay, I hear nothing. So the last one I'm going to call before I call my elves is KD4OVI. I believe his name is Pete. I wonder if he's been good this year and if he has any requests and if he's on the naughty and nice list. So, Pete, are you there, OVI? Please come aboard and talk to Mr. Santa.
Hi, good day, Mr. Santa. This is KD4 Oscar Lake, India, Central Florida. Well, I think we're good on the temperature. I can't brag about it. I can't complain about it. So it's got to be good. Anyway, I got my gift already. My lovely wife. We gave each other a Christmas gift already. And now I've got a couple things under the tree, just lurking around and surprising us what else we're going to get. But everything is watering my plants, which I'm dying to need the water. That's my magnolia. I love magnolia. I'm waiting. That's going to be my next gift from the magnolia trees. Those beautiful flowers should be coming up in a couple of months from now, or 3-4 months from now. That's my other gift from the magnolia, the beautiful flowers, yeah, Miss Anna. Back to you, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, thanks for joining us, Pete, but you didn't tell us what you and your wife shared as far as gifts. Do you want to tell us what you got?
Payment unit we got. We waited long enough until it was just right. Nice little TV and a Blu-ray to go along with it. So we can watch movies for a change, over.
Well, that sounds like excellent, excellent. But, you know, I'm going to make a call up to, since you've already gotten your Christmas gift, but you also mentioned about magnolia trees, and I've heard you, Kathleen has told me you like magnolia trees. So I'm going to make a call to Sarah. She's coming through KC4TXG. And see if we have any magnolia trees, and maybe we can just ship one of those up to Santa, and I'm sure you'd enjoy that. Sarah, Elf Sarah, tell me, do we have any plants that we have in stock that could be sent to Pete?
Well, Mrs. Claus, we do have some plants, but I will need to check with Elf George on whether we have a magnolia. I can't promise that we do. And if not, I'll get the elves working on seeing if we can obtain one and send up to a Santa. Over.
All right. I'm sure KD4OBI would just love. He loves his magnolias. But I got a little message from 4Z5PI in Israel. We talked to Mike. He had low volume, but he says he has a thorn bush. So I maybe that's something we could send Pete's way. I've never heard of a thorn bush, but maybe we could do that. So I'm going to make a call out to our naughty and nice person and see if Elf and see if Pete OVI is on this list. So far we've had good success with 5 stars. So John, give me a clue. How has Pete been this year? Has he been a good person? So, John, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Miss Claus. I'm thumbing through my pages right now. Trying to see. Let's see here. We've got to go. Oh, man, we got to go way to the back here. His book is getting thicker every year. I told you that before, man. It's just getting overwhelming. All right, let's see. We're almost there. Here we go. Oh, yeah, here we go. Pete. Oh, there's a bunch of Petes here. Let's see. Pete. O-V-I. I don't know how to explain this. He's got a half a star, Miss Claus. Seems to me that Pete's been a little bit naughty this year. Well, wait a minute. Let's look here. Let's look. Make sure I got the right person. I've already made a mistake a couple of times here. Let me make sure. Let's see. Okay, wait a minute. Here we go. Yep, I just got to look a little deeper and read a little deeper. Now, Pete's been pretty good there, it looks like, Miss Claus. I think we'll keep him on the nice list this year. Go ahead, Miss Claus.
This is Mrs. Claus. You're not going to tell me the stars. Obviously, you don't want to tell me the stars, but it's a good thing he's not a half a star. So has he been good enough to get that magnolia tree, if we can find one?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got kind of flustered there looking and reading this stuff. There is a Pete there. He's got a half a star. No, Pete's got a five-star rating here. I just got to read a little deeper. In the back of the book, I guess whoever was writing the book got a little tired, it looks like, and it's a little bit sloppy in the back. But no, he's got a good five-star rating there. I think we can try and make that happen for him this year. He is nice.
All right, I'm sure OVI Pete will be glad to hear that he's nice. So, Pete, I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas and New Year's. I hope that you put some goodies out for Santa as well, because the list isn't up to Santa. It comes through an automatic machine. We get the list from higher's ups, and it's an automatic machine. So he doesn't do anything with the list. It's, you know, we've gone computerized now. It's not writing in the book. So it's not his fault. It's not my fault or any of the elves. So it's someone else. Maybe something with Microsoft, who knows, but you are on that list, and we'll try to get you that magnolia tree. But have a Merry Christmas, and don't forget to leave something out for Santa, so that when he flies over your home, that he'll have some special treat. I do have one more station that I would like to call, and then we'll probably wind this down, but it has been so much fun. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. KD0MJI. I believe he's from Missouri. His name is Raymond. I sure hope that you can come in, and I believe he just checked off as I called his name. So, but I'll make the call and see if he's there, but I believe he's checked off. Raymond, are you there? All right, it looks like he checked off just as I was saying his name. Maybe he was on the naughty list. Who knows? But this has been a great deal of fun for me this afternoon. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. But I want to share a little story with you. Santa Claus, myself, and all the elves, we have hundreds of elves that put together all the gifts for all boys and girls, men and women. And I want to share a little story that I found very special one year, and this was last year. And so just bear with me as I tell you this story. Let me take a short break. One night after Santa's workshop closed, the elves were having hot chocolate as they decided what to give to each of their North Pole friends for Christmas. "What can we give, Mrs. Claus?" asked Bonnie. "We could get a perfume," suggested Bud. "No, she already has that," said one of the other elves. "Let's get her socks." Bert, who had been listening to the elves, said, "Those are all good ideas, but I bet Mrs. Claus would really like something you made for her yourself. We never thought about that, said the elf. What can we make for Mrs. Claus? I know, said Bonnie. Let's all make her Christmas tree ornaments. All the elves agreed, because after all, their specialty is Christmas. The elves began to cut and paint and glue their creations, and soon bits of paper and glitter and ribbon were all over the room. The elves made all different kinds of ornaments out of many different things. Some elves baked dough ornaments of all shapes and sizes. Others created their gifts from popsicle sticks, clothespins, yarn, and wood. These are going to be the best ornaments ever, exclaimed Bonnie. Yes, agreed Bud, and making them is a lot of fun, too. Late Christmas Eve, the elves hung all their handmade ornaments on a Christmas tree, especially for Santa Claus. There were round ornaments made out of balls, snowflakes, and stars that twinkled in the light. Little houses painted all different colors and ornaments shaped like reindeer and snowmen. It was the prettiest Christmas tree ever. The next morning, when Mrs. Claus walked outside, the elves were all standing around the Christmas tree decorated with their special gifts for her. Merry Christmas, the elves said gratefully as Mrs. Claus smiled. Oh, what a wonderful surprise, Mrs. Claus exclaimed, admiring each ornament. These ornaments are all so beautiful, and they will always have a special place in my heart because you made them. And this was a very special year, this past year, for the elves, and I just want to thank each and every one of them. They've been so special in both Mr. and Mrs. Claus's heart. But at this time, I want to call on each of the elves. I do see another, it's a Russian station, so I'm going to make a call out there and see if this person would like to just chat and say hi to Mrs. Santa. RN3QWW, and I believe this is a system that Slav comes through. I believe it's his radio club. Anyone behind that system like to say howdy to Mrs. Santa? Okay, hearing nothing, I do want to call on each one of my elves, and I want them to come aboard and say any final comments, and I want to put a special thank you out to each and every one of them. And remember, after Christmas is over, we will have that grand buffet and special treat for each of you. So I hope that you'll all enjoy that. So the first one I'm going to call on is Elf George, who is still up there with my Santa. So I would like to call up to him, and he can give me any final comments, any final conditions up there, condition of Santa, the reindeer, and any final comments out for anyone listening. Elf George, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. Right now, we're at Sir Almond, our location there, as we go along our way there. But I do want to say Santa is doing well with that little bit of brandy that we had earlier. It warmed us up some there. And all the extra liquids that we've receiving, we have a special compartment in the sleigh there that after we make every house and every stop throughout the world, that will keep us nice and warm on the ride back home to the North Pole. And that way Santa will be jump out his sleigh, and I know his arms will be wide open, and it'll jelly shake that he has, and Merry Christmas to you and all the elves, and it will be party time. But my my request for Christmas is just like Aslan's and so many others, that we have world peace, and that starts with loving one another, opening your hearts to one another. You know what you're able to do for someone, big or small or whatever, as long as I feel that the attempt to do something, you know, it's the greatest gift of all that we can give one another, our time, like each and every elf and each and every one that connected to the Santa Express. They gave of themselves their time, and you know, that's what's going to bring joy and peace in this world. And we've been longing for it, you know, that as we become one people, united. And my wish is that we all make an effort to continue to bridge the gap between so many nations, so we may obtain that goal. With that, we'll throw it back to you, Mrs. Claus, and you might take it from there, which one you want to call in next. And I'm so thankful for the many different friends, you know, that I have obtained through the ham radio service, and it's just an avenue to meet a whole lot more. Back to you.
Thank you, George. Thank you for being there for the Santa Express. Thank you for being there for Santa. Thank you for being there for us and all the elves. You've been such a great help today, and I'm so glad that you offered to be my PR person and be out in the cold, and I'm glad you enjoyed the brandy and the spiced rum and all the goodies as well. I hope you didn't gain any weight, but you could gain some weight, you know. But with that, I agree. Peace and happiness and loving one another. That's very special. But I'm going to break with you, and I'm going to call the next elf I have, which is Elf John, who has been my backup as far as the naughty and nice list. And I want to see what final comments you have, Elf John, coming through W8RT, and your request for Christmas. And then we can have you checking the naughty and nice list, but I may have one of the other elves check and see if you've been good.
Well, thank you, Miss Claus. There's so many things that I want, so many things that I'd like. I'd like for my family to be closer, although we're moving shortly. I would like us to really stay close, not to drift away. But as I put in the text box earlier, Miss Claus, a K3 100 watt version pan adapter, that'd be nice. Even if it's just a K3, a 10 watt version, if that's all that's left, that would be fine. But I don't want for much. We have everything that we need, we got going for us right now. So I just want to say thank you to all today. It has been an absolute pleasure to help and to be a part of, and I mean that in all aspects. So with that, Ms. Claus, I will turn it back over to you. This is Elf John, coming through the W8RAT system. Back to you.
Okay, I'm not going to allow you to check the book. I'm going to call on one of the other elves to check the book, because I'm not sure if you would tell me you were bad or not. So I'm going to make a call out to Elf Gordon through the KY6V and see what he can tell me. Has he been nice, naughty? And then I'll call on Sarah to see if she can come up with this gift for you. Elf Gordon, can you tell me about Elf John? Has he been good or has he been naughty?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Payback time, John. Thank you, Mrs. Claus. Gordon here, Elf Gordon, coming through KY6V Central Florida. Well, I started early on. I just had a feeling that you were going to pass it in my direction. And it took me about 5 minutes to really get through the book and a lot of extra effort to find out where he had been pigeonholed. In fact, I had to run a Google search and found that for some reason or other, he was out of the ordinary alphabetic listing, but he is there. And I'm happy to say, John, that you've got 6 stars. And I'd like the world to know that. John has not been only a close supporter of South Cars. He's put an awful lot of private effort into it. I see a note in the command text box here, why call rat? That's from George. I'll let you take that up in a minute, John. But for everybody's information, John is our net manager for the Australia Oceana Group nets on Saturday evenings at 9 o'clock and does an awful lot of work behind the scenes. So, yes, Mrs. Claus, he's good to go. You may have to check inventory on K3s. They're hard to come by these days. Make sure that when Sarah looks that up, it's the 100-watt model. Pan adapters, I think, are available, but she'll have to check that as well. Back to you from Elf Gordon. Over.
All right. I'm glad you were on that list. I was a little bit concerned, John, that you wouldn't be on the list. But, you know, like I said, it's an automatic list. It comes out of a machine. And you know, sometimes things do happen when technology gets into it. But I'm glad you're on that list. And I'm going to call out to Sarah, Elf Sarah, and see if she can tell me if the we could possibly get that your direction, or things have to be made. I'm sure those elves are getting so tired at this point. So, Elf Sarah, can you tell me if that is able to be made? Is there a chance that we could get something like this in Elf John's direction?
Well, Mrs. Claus, boy, the elves are getting kind of tired, and they're looking at me like, can we quit now? But, there might be a 10-watt or two, but I'm sure we could come up with a 100-watt one. We'll just have to see what we could do here and get busy. So we'll work on that item. Back to you, Mrs. Claus.
All right, Elf Sarah, while I have you here, are there any final comments you'd like to make? Any requests you have for Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus? Why don't you come aboard and make your final comments?
Thank you, Mrs. Claus. I have certainly enjoyed myself this afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to help you. I'd like to wish each and every one out there, wherever you may be in the world, a safe, happy, and joyous holiday season. Merry Christmas to all, and hope you all get every wish that you would like to have. I don't have any real special requests. Just like the family to be together and everyone to be healthy and happy. So with that, Merry Christmas to all. KC4 TXG, clear.
This is UA3Q, Jen. I'm sorry, Mrs. Close. We have a third party traffic in RM3QWW system.
Well, go ahead. I did make a call out a little while back. Nikita, I believe, is what I have beside that. Please come aboard third-party traffic.
Okay, this is UA3Q, Jen. I'm sorry, RM3QWW is, there is a third-party traffic. I can't translate it, so I'd like to say in Russian, пожалуйста, РН3 Щука Василий Василий, пожалуйста, кто из молодого поколения, можете назвать свое имя, и пожелания Санта-Клауса, может быть, пожелания каких-то подарков. Вот это все можно говорить по-русски. А я переведу потом на приеме. Рентрищука Василий Василий, я не слышу вас, к сожалению. Рентрища ВВ, Латрища ГН, Elf Slav is here. And Mrs. Claus is waiting. Mrs. Claus ждет вас, пожалуйста. Oh, I'm afraid something is wrong on that side. Well, maybe they will come next year. Will be more successful. I will not keep. I don't like to keep all the Sunday Express for a long time. So, Mrs. Claus, if you say a couple of words, then we'll relay your information, your wishes to that 30-party traffic person. Over.
Okay, I want to say thank you to Sarah for your kind comments. And at the end here shortly, I'm going to have our naughty and nice person just check all of the elves and make sure they've been great so that we can give them some special treats. But Sarah, thanks so much for being there today, for being such a help, and for helping out South Cars with the Santa Express. It's been a great pleasure, and I've appreciated your help so much. Slav, maybe you can tell that third-party traffic a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holidays from my home to his. And I'm sorry we couldn't connect, but I just want to put my best wishes out there for him. So him or her, whichever it may be. So with that, do you have any final comments you'd like to make before we move on?
Thank you, Mrs. Close, and this is UA3 Oslov through the UA3 QGM system. And so let me say the same in the Russian language for that third-party traffic. I think he can hear. I think it's him, and it is a 10-year-old young boy, and so I don't know if I'm... I know his name, Nikita. You told me Nikita, perhaps. Nikita, you... Mrs. Close... Well, I have to say that in the Russian language. Nikita, Mrs. Close передает тебе большой привет и пожелание встретить новогодние праздники и Рождество весело, и чтобы у тебя было много подарков, и приходи опять в Санта-Экспресс, может быть, в следующем году. Всего наилучшего от миссис Санта-Клаус с Северного полюса. Здесь Эл Слав, now Mike back to the to Santa Claus, to Mrs. Claus now.
Okay, thank you so much, Slav. Elf Slav, I'm not sure if I was doubling with you. But when you do talk, and I believe it's Nikita, you said 10 years old, give him our best wishes, and maybe next year, yes, he can connect and we can talk. And it would have been nice to talk. You said he only speaks Russian, but you're a great translator. So do you have any final comments before I move on? And because it's getting quite late over there. Do you have any final comments you'd like to say?
I wonder if you're asking me, Mrs. Close. Well, no, I don't have any comments, but just I would like to say Merry Christmas to you personally, and thank you very much for your very hard work today. I hope it was fantastic, and probably I do hope there is a record. There was the session of the Sunday Express was recorded, so we would be able to probably listen to it later in a quiet position. Thank you very much. From Russia, at least for, I mean, I'm responsible about Russia, so thank you for that Sound Express today.
Well, Elf Slav, thanks for your help. Thanks for your family's help. And yes, it has been recorded from several stations. Hopefully it'll be on the website. If not, there can be arrangements made to send it to you. But it has been a record. Last year, I believe it was only 2 hours. I'm over 3 hours, and I'm going to start winding it down, but I did want to make contact with each of my elves just so they can make any final comments. So you have a great rest of the week. Week ahead of you, give your family a big hug from the Santa Express, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus, all the elves and South Cars. So I'm going to make a call out to Elf Robert, MM3LVQ. I'm not sure if you're still connected, but if you are, I'd like you to make any final comments.
Right, I think that's better. I'd hit the switch on my headphones and it knocked it off. I would like to just say it all over again, Mrs. Claus. Wish everybody a happy new year. Gordon, Jack, yourself, especially yourself for running the show today, and George. We'll catch you when you're on the road again. Slav, it's a long time since I've heard you and spoke to you. To you and your family, best wishes from Scotland. And I'm going to close and say DTF from Scotland until tomorrow. This is Mike Free, Lima Victor, Quebec, Elf Robert, signing off.
Thank you, Elf Robert, for coming back. And thanks for finally getting your audio. So you have a very Merry Christmas, a great week ahead of you. Stay warm. Thanks for being there today and helping out with your traditions and your wish list and just for being there. It's been a great pleasure for everyone listening to connect to stations outside of the United States. Thanks so much for being there once again, and have a very blessed season. With that, the last one I believe I have on my list is Elf Mike through KD0CDQ in Kansas. Mike, are you still connected, and would you like to come up and make some final comments?
Yes, Mrs. Claus, I'm still here, and I have some comments. If Pete ever heads out this way to Kansas, I took a mental inventory. We have 7 magnolia trees in our garden. And the reason I like magnolias is they keep their leaves year-round here. They're a very hardy tree, the variety that we have. Mrs. Claus, by the way, I looked up some history of Mr. Claus. Do you know his background? I have some interesting information if you'd like it.
Go ahead if you'd like.
The contemporary Santa Claus was born in the United States thanks to a myriad of artists, writers, legends of the evolving nature of our country at the time. Santa Claus is claimed to have been a Dutch word for Saint Nicholas, and I'm putting in the text box how Santa Claus was originally spelled. Although the Dutch had brought him with them in the 17th century, he did not become an important person at Christmas until the novelist Washington Irving put him in a novel that he wrote in 1809. This first Santa Claus was still known as Saint Nicholas. He did smoke a pipe, and he flew around in a wagon without any reindeer, but he did not have the red suit, and he did not live at the North Pole. He did, however, bring presents to children every year. In 1863, he was given the name Santa Claus and bore the red suit, pipe, and reindeers and sleigh. Now, Christmas celebrates very differently between regions of the United States because of the various nationalities that have come to settle in this fine country. That's all I have at this time, and I'll say my Christmas wish is the same it's been since I was a little child. I always pray for peace, and I will never give up praying for peace in this world and in this land. And that was the rest of the story. Back to you, Mrs. Claus. Merry Christmas to all and to all.
Thank you, Michael, for that nice information about Santa Claus. I'm sure that was quite interesting. I'll have to tell Santa Claus that. So thanks for being there. Thanks for all that you do for South Cars and agreeing to be one of the elves today. You've been a great help. And I hope you have a very Merry Christmas as well. So with that, I want to just make a call out to my naughty and nice person and make sure you check the right names. My staff, my elf staff, and this is Sarah, we already know about Gordon, Robert, all the staff. Can you tell me, I have no problems, I know they've been good. So do you want to check the list and just let me know if they've been naughty or nice?
Well, I've already actually went through all of the pages for all of the elves, and I am pleased to say that they all have their full 5-star ratings. They have been very nice all year long, and it looks to me, and I can see a little bit into the future, that they're going to be nice all next year too. So with that, everyone has made the list, made the nice list, and it is going to be a very good year coming up also. So back to you, Ms. Claus. This is Elf John coming through the W8RAT system.
Okay, there's one final request I'd like you to check. I want you to check for Mr. and Mrs. Claus, but I also want you to check for Kathleen, Kilo 6 Sierra United November. I want to know how she's been. Has she been good this year? Has she done what she should be doing? I do talk to her every once in a while, but I'd like to know what the book says about her. Can you tell me that?
Well, I can tell you. Let's go here. I'll have to look through that a little bit. Find that. I've seen some notes back here. There we go. Yeah. I see that Ms. Claus has done a tremendous job this year with a whole lot of things There's too many things to list. I got, let's see, one, two. I got 3 pages, front and back, of things that she has helped with. So I'm just going to say that absolutely tremendous job, and it looks like she's going to be head of the system again next year, it looks like to me. Mr. Claus, well, once I get past these 3 pages, front and back here, the rest of the back of this book, and it's a big book, are pages of things that Mr. Claus has done for this this whole service and this whole system. So everyone should give Miss Claus a big round of applause for their service this year. So that is to say that absolutely on the nice list, and I can't see anything ever being wrong there. So Miss Claus, coming through the W8RAT system.
Okay, Elf John, that was good to know. But you didn't tell me about Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Has she been good? Is she on that nice list?
Here, let me look through here. I have to go back up here into further to the front of the book, up here in the K's, and get out of the S's here for Santa. Let's see here. Kathleen. There's a bunch of Kathleen's in here. Let me look. Oh my goodness, look at this. Okay, yeah, here we go. Right here. Absolutely. I see 5 stars, and they're all colored in what color? Red. Yes, I got 5 red stars. And then on the back side of that, let's see, the paragraph ends with a big sunshine and rays of sunshine coming off of that. So, yes, she is definitely in the nice list, and she has been good all year long and deserves whatever her heart desires. Back to you, Miss Claus, from Elf John.
Well, thank you, Elf John. And I see that Mike over in Israel said he has an ex that's named Kathleen as well. So, well, that's good news. I know she's a fairly good person. She works hard. And she needed the time away, so she went on a little trip after school was over. And she hated missing this, but I will give her the recording so that she can hear it. But glad to hear that. But I'm surprised about the red stars. I understand her favorite color is pink, so I'm really surprised with red. But the sunshine, yes, I've heard it from her that she's referred to as Miss Sunshine. And I can tell that. She does a lot of smiling, and she seems to be a very happy person. But she did tell me what she would like is the same as everyone. Peace, happiness, love, and everyone respecting one another. So with that, I want to just make one general call out for anyone anywhere that would like to make any final comment. And this can include anyone I've talked to or those I haven't talked to before I decide to make my final comments and close this. This has been a wonderful session, and I am so happy my staff has stayed connected, and a lot of people have. So anyone anywhere want to make any final comments before I make my closing? This is Mrs. Santa coming through at Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
KJ4 WKD recheck.
Well, good afternoon, Jim, and please come aboard. Hello, Jim, WKD, are you still there?
I think I'm here now. Thank you, Mrs. Claus. Happy to report that the mail ran today. I didn't expect it to run. And my dog, Pepper, got her gift in time for Christmas. It is a red snakeskin collar with her name in rhinestones and a rhinestone buckle. So she will be presented with that in the morning. And I'm just so happy. That's the only child in my house, so I had to report that. This is KJ4WKD. Back to you, Mrs. Claus.
Well, that is super news. And I don't know if I've ever heard you say what type of dog you have. What type of dog do you have?
Well, Mrs. Claus, Pepper is a Labradoodle extraordinaire, and very extraordinaire.
Okay, I'm not sure I've ever heard that, but I'm glad she's in your family. I'm glad she received her gift, and I have a kitty cat. Mrs. Santa has several kitty cats, but I know Kathleen, she loaned me her kitty cat while she was gone. She has a little black kitty cat, which has a pink collar around her, and so she doesn't get any Christmas gifts, but, you know, it doesn't take much to keep the animals happy, you know, as long as they're fed and have people that love them, and that's all that's important. Thanks so much for being there today. Thanks so much for checking in twice, and glad you were on that nice list, too, and thanks for all you do for South Cars, and good luck again with that extra exam. But I'm going to break with you, and I see something in the text box that maybe DUC is available. W4DUC Virgil, are you back with us? I understood you were taking a nap. Can you say good afternoon to Mrs. Santa before she closes?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mrs. Santa. And what kind of dog was that? I had my ears on, but, boy, they wasn't working, I guess. Yes, and I did get up from the nap between 1 and 3. Me and my wife takes a nap there. And sometimes it goes on to 4 for me, but the wife, she generally gets up about 2. She don't need but 1 hour. But when I lay down for that 1 hour, I'm down. And good evening to everybody out there, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody out there. I swear to God that I really mean that. So it's really a pleasure hearing and talking to all of y'all out there. I enjoy it. Sometimes I speak and I'm listening and I'm not even registered up on here, and I like that too. I get to listen to y'all without getting into it. But sometimes that's me though. But good evening, and it looks like y'all doing pretty good. And I didn't really understand what the nationality of that puppy dog was. Ours is a female Jack Russell Terrier, right at a year old, so we're enjoying her. We definitely understand the link there. Ours got a little attitude. She'll take her chew, and she don't want it, she'll fling it and look back at you like, what, that's what you give me? I saw it like that. Then before the EC, back to Mrs. Santa.
All right. Thanks, Virgil. Maybe WKD can explain the dog to you so that you have an idea. But you didn't say what you wanted for Christmas before I close out. But WKD, can you come back and tell Virgil the type of dog you were talking about?
Well, it is a Labradoodle, and for those who don't know about that breed, it's a hybrid breed, I guess, and it's a mixture between a poodle, which are larger than what we normally see, and a Labrador. Both smart dogs, very friendly dogs, and very sociable dogs, and very good dogs. And I think she got about 6 stars this year. She got a late start in January or February. So, and she's all black. She will have a red collar, and she will be very pretty. it's okay with me. That sounds a little too. I can't think of the word, but it isn't masculine. Okay, but. I like the dog. It's a great dog. I didn't think I'd have a dog. I had a kitty cat before, but dogs are more trouble, but they love you more. KJ4WKD, back to you, Mrs. Claus.
All right. Thanks, Jim. I've never heard of a Labrador and a poodle, so that's interesting. Would sure like to see a picture of that type of dog. But Virgil, any other comments you'd like to make? Any requests you'd like of Santa and myself? Any wish on your wish list before I go ahead and close out this 2010 Santa Express? Any requests?
Not really. But I am familiar with both of those types of dog deer. Both of them's really mild, and they love people. So that's a good mixture. Actually, a large poodle. I'm quite well familiar with those, and the Labrador Retriever I know very well. I've had a few of those, and had a lot of friends that had them too. So you got a water swimming dog that loves to chase after a coconut after it gets big enough, and you chuck it out there in the lake, was hoping there's not a gator out there, and they'll go get the coconut and bring it back to you. That's what we did with our friends' dogs and mine too. So, hey, no, and on the wish list, no, I just wish for everybody to enjoy life and get it while it's here, because you never know. Tomorrow's not promised to you. You got to live now. A lot of people don't understand that, but you got to live now, because you may wake up 30 seconds later and you're not here, and for no reason whatsoever. Healthy doctors that went out playing tennis, wasn't nothing wrong with them, and had a heart attack right then and died on a tennis rack. So you're not promised tomorrow. You got to live for now and enjoy whatever you got with whoever you can while you're here. And that's about it. That's a wish for everybody. So. I'm good. I got a couple of radios or so, and my last one was the Mark V. Oh, I'm getting out good. I'm enjoying that sucker. And we're definitely good, Mrs. Santa. And so I'm good, and thank you very much, but we're good. I would have never dreamt that I'd have been this good this far along with the ham, and I was hoping one day I could be a ham operator, so I'm there, and I love every minute of it. And this is me down here in Fort St. Lucie, W4DUC. I like to went with the other one there, weekly.
All right, Virgil, thanks for being able to connect with Mrs. Santa and the Santa Express. I did call you earlier, and I think John put in the text box, or Jack, who I knew was under the weather, said maybe you were napping. So, and it's too bad that we couldn't talk with Jack. Usually we do every year, but I understand he's coughing a lot and a little bit under the weather. And you know, Santa is a little bit under the weather, and soon I'll find out if he's worse or he's better. But he's had a lot of special treats up there, and a lot of rums and brandies, and maybe he'll come home and he'll just fall right asleep, and he'll feel super in the morning. Thanks so much for being there. You and your family have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and a happy new year, and I agree. We all need to think of today. The troubles are here. We don't want to think of tomorrow, and I have that same feeling. Think of today, because you never know what the future is, and that's a nice comment that you've said. So, but before we go, and before I close, I do want to make a call and see if Elf John, coming through W8RAT, is still with me, so that he can tell me whether you've been naughty or nice this year. And be nice, John, if you were there. Elf John, are you still here?
Elf John is still here. And I had to start digging in my book. I closed that book up, and I'm digging through it right now. Let's see here. Ah, here we go. Virgil. A lot of E's in here. Here we go. Virgil has 5 stars. Virgil's been a good boy all year long. Yep, I see here he is, he's retired and enjoying life now. Beautiful. One of these days I'll be able to do that. Elves hardly ever get a chance to rest. So, yes, Virgil is a 5-star rating, and he is definitely on the nice list. So, back to you, Miss Claus, from Elf John, coming through the W8RAT system.
Well, thank you, John, but I did get a message from K4JAK that it may be listed under 2 feathers. So you may want to check that. But I have a suggestion, maybe next year when we do this, we better get all this list up on the computerized system. Maybe it will be faster that way. That way you don't have to go through those long pages of computer printouts. So that may be something we can talk to Santa at our meeting when we have our buffet in a couple of days. So thanks so much, Virgil and John, for being there and for helping out today. But I'm just going to make one final call, and then I'm going to make my final goodbyes to everyone. Anyone anywhere want to make any final comments before I close out this 2010 Santa Express? If so, just come aboard. Okay, hearing nothing, I want to just say it was indeed such a pleasure today to be your moderator for the VOIP Santa Express. And Mr. and Mrs. Claus want to extend holiday wishes from our home to your home, that all of our team, boys, girls, men and women everywhere, have a safe and joyous holiday season. We all want the same for this joyous season, and it is our hope that all receive those special gifts from Santa Claus this year. I want to again thank Santa's team, all the stations that connected, and all the boys, girls, men and women for inviting South Cars into their home this year. So on behalf of South Cars and the Santa Express, I want to close this session of the 2010 VOIP Santa Express and wish everyone a very safe and special holiday season. So at this time, I will return the server to regular amateur traffic. Happy holidays to everyone, and have a splendid Christmas and a very prosperous and joyous New Year with special Christmas wishes from Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus.
Jingle, jingle. Jingle, jingle.